last time on Painted Black.
Look, man, sex is exciting enough with one hot girl. I don't need Xerxes and five hookers. And
I don't know that you have an end game to the Xerxes fantasy. It's just
he gets gangbanged by 300 dudes.
What would be your porn name?
Lauren the Ooze Dirt.
The Ooze?
The Ooze.
I like it, just like the lazy cum. Like the...
Has anybody heard of porn star Kayla Jane Danger?
Why the danger?
I don't know.
Is she like on a tightrope when she's getting fucked or something?
She's strictly only black guys.
You know, I think robot rape should be legal.
Why was I programmed for pain?
Ow, ow. Stop that, stop that.
Not in my face.
What is a Worcester snippet?
All right, I'm just going to go with the first thing that popped in my head, and that was like a German spittoon.
What did they yell out before they spit, though?
Achtung!
Fuck it, you dudes.
So the initials were F-E-R-S.
I got French eat raviolis.
I don't think you know much about Europe. Being in those flyers sounds a little aggressive for me. I like the tweezer better.
Of course you do. You like to be in your fucking your salon with your boy Manny.
Shut up.
After you give me a petty, get rid of these pesky nose hairs.
What can you do about these pores?
Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Bird.
Start to show up with a beer crack.
Yeah, you know what we do.
And we're all back in our proper seats on a Friday night. I like it.
Yeah, we got a guest, too.
We got a guest from England, from the Casa Mirth podcast. We got Dr. Norman Trousers. Doctor, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we've been battling some technical issues, so hopefully, fingers crossed, everything works out.
He's calling from the TARDIS.
I've got everything crossed.
Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it. Big fan of your show.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially since it's such short notice, you know. I asked like 2 days ago. I was like, anybody want to jump on? And fucking A, it was somebody I actually wanted to have.
Yeah, definitely.
What, who are you giving invites to that was like, oh, man.
I threw it out to the entire internet. It could have been like Joe Schmo. I'd be like, all right.
He was asking tramps at one point. Well, it's good to be here. It's an opportunity because I'm actually home alone.
Home alone?
Not like Macaulay Culkin, but I am home alone. So, yeah. Joe Pesci's in the garden with an axe in his head, and that tall, skinny geezer's got a chainsaw in his bollocks.
That particular movie would have ended real quick, right when, you know, they fell down the stairs or ironed him in the fucking head, they'd be dead.
Yeah.
They'd be like two corpses. He would have eventually had to call the cops.
It would have been
to pick up the bodies.
It wouldn't have been called Home Alone. It'd be like, kid commits murder.
It's a way different movie.
Really dark.
It's Compound Fracture, the movie.
Yeah.
Well, let's get our intros out of the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Hey, what's up?
And there's Lou.
What up?
So, how's everyone doing?
I had a mani pedi today.
Oh, man, what did Manny say? How's he doing?
How's he doing? He's doing great. Manny's an old Latino lady named Blanca. She had her Korean overseer being like, Dao Mao, Diddy Mao. Fucking shave those fucking toes.
Shave those toes?
I don't think they shave
your toes?
With a file.
Oh, okay. I had a way different vision. Like, what, with you and your fucking hobbit feet?
I don't got big hairy feet.
Sorry.
Here you go.
Do you still get a happy ending?
Yes, he's definitely getting blown by that lady boy that does
I'm not
going
I'm not getting a fucking handy right next to my girlfriend.
She can join in.
Right. Well, she's happy she doesn't have to do it.
Take a night off.
That's actually triracial at that point. My girlfriend's black, that lady was Asian, and then I'd be white.
Look at you breaking color barriers.
I know.
Yeah.
I tried racial once. Okay.
Which race?
Most of them. It was like a rainbow.
The Benetton, the fucking.
What was the combo like, though? It was like an Indian chick. Or, I never banged an Indian chick. That's one of my bucket list things.
Is it?
Why? They're just big hairy messes.
I don't know,
right?
Lou. I figured banging an Indian chick would be nice.
It's pretty black, white, and yellow.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I'm more interested in like the really obscure ones, like Eskimo.
That's like a lifestyle more than anything. Is it
a
people?
Yeah. It's a people.
It's a people, man.
Like, kind of like frozen Samoans.
Being Eskimo is not like being a hippie.
What did Dave David Tell call them snow Mexicans.
Snow Mexicans, yeah.
There's some good looking ones, I bet.
If you if you get two steaks and like tape them together, put them in the fridge for 3 days, and then fuck that. That's what it would be like.
Frozen pussy, man.
All right.
It's like, oh man, how are you supposed to know what she looks like under her parker, man?
Yeah, you ever try to get like cold leggings off of somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Not easy.
No.
All right.
So let's try to ask this guy a couple questions about British general knowledge.
Okay.
Maybe his podcast, so people know a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Norman, why don't we start by having you throw out where we could find your show?
Okay, so the Castle Mirth podcast, which is a ramshackle little lump of bullshit that me and my mate Riverzan Busy do, can be found on www.castlemirth.com mm-hmm. or on iTunes, Stitcher, Verbal Blueberry, whatever it's called. Most podcatcher cast of things, pretty much everywhere.
All right.
How many episodes have you done? Because I know you break it into seasons, so it's kind of hard to get a sense of how many you have there.
We kind of went to the season thing when we realized that we'd been going for about 15 months and only done 8 episodes. So we thought if we did that, then people wouldn't be able to keep up. So actually, I don't know.
Oh, see,
maybe 13, 14?
I thought it was just like British TV where you only do like one season and then you stop and then maybe revisit it 8 years later.
Yeah, yeah. The British shows are
maybe for some of them, but for the soaps, they start and then they go on till the end of time.
The same in the States. Yeah. That, uh-huh. I believe my mother's been watching General Hospital since the 60s.
Terrible.
All
right. Where did you guys get the name Casa Mirth?
Casa Mirth was actually the name christened to a flat that I lived with a friend of mine probably about 10 years ago. And it was basically the place to be on a Friday night. And I kind of christened it Casa Mirth. And then that name has gone along with the very house I've ever lived in. So the house I now own is Casa Mirth.
Nice. I dig it.
It's cool, man.
It was really difficult to get Ron Jeremy to say the word Mirth.
How did you accomplish that, by the way?
You got
that
Ron Jeremy on your podcast?
Sheer luck and bullshit. No, I did get him to give us a soundbite.
He gives like a plug, like, you're listening to Casa.
Ron Jeremy just seems like a guy who's super eager to be in anything. Like, he's just like he's in like a bunch of like crazy movies. He's one of those guys like Danny Trejo, just like, yes, I'll do it.
But how did that come about?
So quite a long time ago on one episode, our basic kind of artistic process is to go to the pub for 3 hours, get pissed, and then go and do the recording. And we were having a chat, and for some reason, I don't even know what made me say it, but I just said, you know, one day I'm going to get Ron Jeremy to say you've been listening to the Casma podcast. And then I forgot about it, and I was at home a little while ago. I had a day off, and it just came back to me. I thought, Ron Jeremy, I wonder if I can contact him then. So I had a look around on Twitter and that, and I found a thing for his agent. So I made a letter for them that was really sarcastic and really kind of pessimistic. It was a kind of I know this isn't going to work, but if you don't ask, you don't get. And this dude basically contacted me back about an hour later and said, yeah, I can sort it out for you.
All right. Wow, lesson learned right there, because when I listened to it, I went, oh, we got to get up our game. So, Lou, I want Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Well, he's
okay,
right
I'll stop
now.
You there, right? So I did debate the Hoff.
Yeah.
And I went to his website, and on his website, he charged.
Don't leave us in suspense now.
I think that, you know, I won't do anything for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he won't do anything for free, I don't think.
Well, he's still big out there, right?
Well, he's riding that Sharknado wave right now. He was in the new Sharknado.
Was he?
He ends up on the moon.
I was thinking more along the lines of Kung Fury being the bigger hit.
Yeah, well, he actually got a lot of hate.
I think he's been doing something like, you know, Ricky Gervais did The Office and Extras, like that kind of reality documentary thing.
Oh, right. He's doing like a mockumentary thing?
Yeah, but it's basically a documentary on him, but he's kind of sending himself up.
Huh. Gotcha. Okay. Well, maybe not the Hoff.
I haven't watched it,
but... Who else is good? Who could we get?
No, we need to think someone.
Definitely
who's...
get Ron Jeremy. It sounds like he contacted Norman in the hour.
With probably
Trump too.
I know. So that was the agent. So Ron Jeremy, I had to phone him 3 times. The first time I went to voicemail. The second time I phoned him and sort of said who I was, and he obviously his agent had told him about me. And when I mentioned internet radio show, he said, oh, right, I'm on a radio show right now. Can I phone you back? What the fuck are you answering your phone then? Yeah. So then I tried him again.
He's waiting for that thing to ring all day. Are you kidding
me? Yeah. And it went to voicemail, and I thought, this is just bollocks, isn't it? This is never going to happen. And I tried one more time, and yeah, he picked up. And then, you know, I had real trouble in getting him to understand I was saying mirth, so he couldn't say nerf. Like, Casa Mirth. Ah, Casa Nerf. No. Castle Mirth.
Bouncy
oh,
house.
Yeah, Castle Nerf. I've got it. No, Mirth. Like, fun, Mirth. Yeah,
we are not the official podcast of Nerf.
wait. I got it.
No guns here.
Castle Nerf? I was like, no, Dick.
But the best thing, though, was because I didn't ask him to say excellent choice. And then he said, right, what's next? And I basically, I had a few lines that I was going to ask him to do. But after the palaver with the first one, I thought, I'm not going to do anything else for the show. But I said to him, will you, because I've got a little boy, right? He's only 15 months old. So I said, will you basically do a message for my son?
Get him
so
started.
He said, okay. He said, what's his name? So I said, it's Freddie. And he says, what do you want me to say? I said, well, just say, hey, Freddie, it's Ron Jeremy. Your dad asked me to tell you to stop playing with it or it'll fall off. But he kind of ad-libbed it. So he went, hey, Freddie, it's Ron Jeremy. Now, your dad asked me to tell you, stop playing with it. Go out. Have some fun. Do your homework. Just do anything. Just stop playing with it or it'll fall off.
So he ad-libbed. How old is
Master
your...
ad-libber, Ron
Jeremy. Guy's a pro.
How old is your son going to have to be before you play that for him and explain to him what Ron Jeremy did for a living?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe 16. Maybe a bit younger.
All right.
Kids are growing up fast. That's all I'm saying.
When he starts spending too much time in his bedroom... Then,
well,
then.
If you lay the seeds right now, I'm sure when your son is 16, you could probably have Ron Jeremy show up in his room and say that.
At that point.
Like, he seems to be a pretty cool guy.
If he's not dead, you know.
Your son would be like, Dad, who the fuck was that old man that just told me that?
Seriously. All right, where did we leave at?
Ron Jeremy's dick.
Oh,
Ron Jeremy's dick, yeah.
Yeah. That guy's a pro. He's been ad-libbing for years, though. They say,
yeah, but
pussy,
ooh,
sometimes...
yeah, suck it doesn't mean ad-libbing.
Yeah, but, you know, the script calls for pussy, and sometimes he just goes right for the ass.
Porn ad-libbing.
Yeah. The guy's a Shakespeare porn.
To blow a load or not to blow a load.
What's your favorite football squad out there?
So, basically, I appreciate football, but they're all a bunch of overplayed twats.
Thank you.
So I don't dig it. I'll watch an England game every now and again. I used to follow Chelsea years ago, but they're a bunch of pricks who are just buying their way through the whole thing. And, yeah, most footballers and football fans are just not really my cup of tea.
What's your favourite of the Coronado trilogy movies?
Damn. Hot Fuzz? Yeah, I can't remember the other one. Oh, yeah. What was the other one, The World's End?
World's End and Shaun of the Dead with the three.
Yeah, so the World's End. In fact, to be honest, yeah, no, Hot Fuzz would be my favorite, but the World's End was a bit poor, I thought.
Really? I love that one.
Hot Fuzz is great when he's like moaning, and they just have a huge gunfight.
No, if you want to be a big cop in a small town, fuck off down the Mortal Village. But that place that they filmed that isn't actually too far from where I live.
Really?
Is it a super nice town?
It is a nice little town, and it's obviously the big cathedral that where the thing fell off and that bloke's head and pulverized it.
My favorite scene?
Yeah, that's nice.
Nice.
That was the moment I knew that movie was for me.
That's true.
I was like, oh, I'm in. Let's do this.
I might as well recycle.
I have been debating maybe trying to tap up Simon Pegg for a message or two.
He's fucking crazy famous, though.
Yeah, he's in, like, Mission
Impossible. He is crazy famous, but, you know, like, me and Simon go back to when he was in Spaced. He doesn't know that.
Spaced was so good.
Okay.
So I kind of feel as though, because I've supported him since the beginning, he kind of owes me one, really.
Fair enough.
Well, then throw him our way.
You liked him before he was cool.
Because I watch Space too, so
I think maybe Nick Frost you could probably get.
Nick Frost is—he's around. He's doing
I'd actually rather chill with Nick Frost. Than,
yeah, but I mean, like, do you ever see him on his own?
Nick Frost? Yeah, was it? Was that we attacked the block? Was awesome.
Yeah, he just played Santa on Doctor Who.
Really?
On the Christmas special.
Wow.
And he was in the Box Trolls.
There you go. That's
boom.
That's the big ticket item I was looking for.
I might as well recycle some questions from was it Dave?
Dave.
Who's your James Bond, like, out of all the actors that portrayed him?
Sean Connery.
Old school.
That was fast.
Yeah. Man.
No hesitation.
I think Dave said the same thing, right? It was Connery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Funny that he's Scottish. And the Brits go for him.
Well, so was, what's his name? Pierce Brosnan. He's Scottish, too.
Is he Scottish?
I also think Daniel Craig's Scottish.
Is Daniel Craig Scottish?
He's some shit.
Most of them are Scottish. I think Roger Moore, the only one that no one likes, is actually...
George Lazenby was Australian, I think.
Yeah, he was Australian.
It was good, but I did like the fact that Timothy Dalton brought back the kind of darkness in, what was it, Living Daylights?
Yeah, License to Kill.
Yeah, I'm really pumped about that Spectre trailer.
Oh, it's good.
I watched
it. Yeah, so he was a bit badass in that, so that was kind of cool.
Let me ask you this. The Queen, is she just a bitch. She seems like she's a closet bitch.
Oh, here we go.
What do you mean, here we go?
She was asking. They don't really publicize the burning of the peasants anymore in the Garden of Buckingham Palace. I'm sure it happens.
I wish I was alive during the time that they did. That sounds really entertaining. Burn the peasants!
Well, you had nothing better to do. You go down to the Globe Theater and see a Shakespeare play or watch the peasants burn.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I'm all for the Queen, right? But she is a miserable cow. No doubt about it.
She's immortal, right?
I don't know. She is German, so maybe.
Oh, no, they're quite, right. They're quite mortal. They thought they weren't.
We proved that twice.
She's been living off the blood of corgis for the last 70 years.
That's why they have corgis.
They got so much meat on them that they have so much nutrients that they make her like very, very, they make her live long and stuff.
They have tiny legs, so they can't get away too yeah, quick.
Exactly. She just rings one out over her head.
Yorkie juice.
Like a big sponge.
Yeah, and they've got that sort of bristly hair so that you can clean your shoes on them.
Like the Native American, you use every part of the
actually,
corgi.
They would be a shoe buffer. They just kind of like shook around a little bit while you put your foot underneath
a
them.
A cold corgi is known as a shoe buffer.
It would be like that in like the Flintstones, you know? Like ancient Britain had like corgis as shoe buffers.
It's a living.
It's a living. You think your job's big.
Or maybe like a preparation tool for anal bleaching.
Ooh, I feel bad for that corgi. Just the one being rubbed between the queen's butt.
That guy doesn't have a cool quip. He's like, kill me.
I think we're on to something. I mean, why else do those guards have the giant hats?
I thought you meant British fur.
Oh, corgi fur.
Yeah.
Buckingham big Palace hats.
What else? I mean, they're not holding their lunch in
there.
Bro,
you're missing the
gold. No, that's made out of the queen's pubes. She's really, really hairy down there.
We use
so
every
they
part
basically
of the
get
queen.
Someone to come in and trim it and make a hat.
Right? Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Beatles, favorite album?
Abbey Road.
Ah, good Abbey call. Road. That's a good one. See?
Maxwell Silver Hammer is just the best song about a serial killer ever.
It really is. And it flows so nicely into that B-side.
Yeah. The White Album is good, though. There's no doubt.
Oh, White Album is a close second for me.
Okay. What's your favorite bit of America that's gone over to England? Like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, cars.
Cars.
We did invent them.
The Germans did pretty good with them. The Japanese seemed to run with it.
That's a tough one, that is. Don't really know. I'd say, it's Reading.
I would never
have guessed that one.
Otis Redding. Good music there.
Or Stax. I'd change my mind to Stax in general.
Oh, Stax?
Yeah,
I thought for a second you said Skrillex.
Fuck that, man. No.
I'm like, okay.
Drop the bass.
You got a question, Peter?
Yeah, we asked our last British guest this, but I was fascinated by the answer. Curse words that we don't have in the States that you may have over there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, like, now it may not be exclusively British, but favorite curse word that you think may be exclusive to your side of the pond? The last guest threw out toss pot, and that became my word of the month.
Bellend.
Bellend?
What is that?
Bellend.
Bellend.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Just the end of your dick.
Ah!
Okay.
I like
why don't you wrap your mouth around my bellend?
There you go. I like that. Nice. See?
Yeah, basically.
This is an educational
It's
podcast.
Quite literal.
I mean, to be honest, though, we pretty much just fall back to cunt.
Which is brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
We put such a stigma on cunt, and I use it so freely.
And you cunts want a beer.
I'll tell you, it was one of a real turning point in my life, the first time I'd call my dad a cunt.
Whooped your ass.
I call that a British bar mitzvah, because that's how you know you're a man. That was the bit that had me laughing at your show. This recent episode was the Jesus cock worship.
That's a true thing, man. It's true.
I went and looked it up, and it is a true thing. I don't recommend people Googling that.
I bet there were a few people that were concerned about Googling for, like, you know, Jesus penis worship.
There's some images you can't unsee. And your Google search looks really weird.
But yeah, it's no wonder he had all those people following him. It was fucking massive, wasn't it?
Reached his chest. It was weird.
Yeah, you know, I'm a part of this group on Facebook that looks into serial killers and occult and weird shit. So the members there will post a lot of weird shit. And recently it was like having to do with that, like Jesus getting a rusty trombone. And he was only at half mass and his shit was huge.
You don't think Jesus is packing? What are you, heathen?
I'm just saying, like, it was just like, wow, that thing is fucking gigantic.
My Lord and Savior is torqued, baby.
Yeah. Look, if you're going to
work... That's probably the only situation where the phrase, dad, make it bigger, isn't that weird.
He does have an in to the guy who could get it done.
I wish I was Jesus big.
So he makes a bird, you know, and he says, dad, can you make her a bit tighter? So he turns to Jewish.
That's why people were so harsh on Mary Magdalene. They called her a whore because she was taking that big Jesus dick.
Yeah, no wonder she didn't want to.
She only banged the one guy. Like, you fucking whore, you banging Jesus? It's got a bite,
the
though.
The thing is, at that, the Last Supper, she was the dessert. Oh. She was a whore.
That's the, like, newest testament.
Wow.
The testament they don't want you to know about.
I'd read that.
Well, I would, too. I might find religion.
John 3:16 says, like a baby's arm holding an apple.
I don't know
why that's funny to me, that Jesus got a monster dong.
Listen to his last episode. Awesome.
Yeah. What do you have your doctorate in?
Vaginal neurosurgery. It's like normal brain surgery, but I kind of take the Senate route. Because heads are all a bit boring. You know, they're all the same. Yeah. So, down the bottom. Good shave. Up you go. It's very technical.
Yeah, that's a long instrument you need.
I have a long instrument, ladies.
Ladies?
Ladies.
So are you guys...
I must admit, I listened to your last episode earlier on, and when you were talking about the porn names, it actually... I'm sure, like most of your listeners, I actually came up with my own porn name.
What was that?
Johnny Tongue Punch.
I like it. Johnny Tongue Punch.
He specializes in eating puss.
Yeah. Tagline, I've got a tongue that don't quit.
I've got a tongue that don't quit.
Hey, maybe you get Ron Jeremy back on the phone, see if he can get some work.
That, of course, was last week with our mutual friend Lauren from Bold and Belligerent. Want to thank him again for coming on. He was a great guest.
I actually came up with my porn name. It's Brian Jesus Dick.
Brian Jesus Dick.
Why has he got holes in it?
Just one.
He's got dick stigmata.
So it's a CG movie?
Yeah, of course. I wish I had a Jesus Dick.
No, it's just got a load of Catholic priests after it.
What about you, Pete? You got any porn names out there?
Nothing off the top of my head. I'm not even going to pretend. Oh, I didn't give that a lot of thought going in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The plaid pussy punisher.
Boom. I wonder if Ron Jeremy ever said that.
I didn't give it a lot of thought going in.
The triple P. He throws the triple P's out there.
Oh, man. I don't know. I guess I would have to try and go for, like, a theme thing, maybe. You know, go with the Hispanic thing, roll with it. I don't know. I'd probably change my name to something like Mario.
El puta diablo.
The devil.
You know, I totally misheard you then, and I thought that you were saying that your Hispanic name was Raul with it.
Raul with it.
I like that better.
That's way better.
Mario.
You know, my buddy...
Is Mario even a Spanish name, guy? It sounds like a plumber from Brooklyn.
I don't know.
I thought it was an Italian name.
Yeah, whatever.
Bro. It was 100% Italian.
Yeah.
Or, as Lauren would put it, that's like a Frenchman.
French. What was the other... Oh, it was Russian.
Russian.
Yeah. Oh, the Italian called Sergei.
Yes.
It's a me, a Sergei.
Oh, wow.
That's true. All right, Lou's got some questions for you.
Some personal questions. Well, first
Nine
off,
inches.
Are you guys...
Lou's like, thank you very much. Yeah. He had three other questions to get to that, but thank God you cut through all the red tape and you just got to how big your dick was.
I'm in a cold room.
It shriveled up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The whole bad teeth thing, that's a myth, right?
Right. So, there's a lot of different teeth, obviously, in England. Yeah. But there's the people who buy new ones. There's the people who have religiously cleaned their teeth since they were kids who actually have quite good teeth. There are the ones that have teeth like a smashed up piano keyboard. And then there are probably people like me that may have spent far too much of their time when they were younger doing things they shouldn't have done, which may or may not make you chew a lot and therefore your teeth fall apart.
I'm wondering what those things are.
Were you like a jack-o'-lantern? Yeah. What's it
called? Amphetamines.
Gotcha.
Well, we got the tooth situation here in the States too. We just call it the South, and we cut it off there.
Yeah.
So now I want to ask you what you identify with more. So if I were to say neo-Nazi bent on world destruction, or would you lead more on Filipino ladyboy? Which one do you think you...
What is he asking? No, I can never follow these.
The first time was earnest. He was just like, what do you consider yourself, Caligula or Liberace? And he's like, this is going to be great. He's either going to be one or the other. And everyone was like, what the fuck would you ask that question for? So this time he specifically sabotaged it.
Oh, I see.
I want to give two foul choices and see which is the lesser two evils.
So when you say a neo-Nazi, is that like a Nazi that's like that, the rap geezer?
Just lazy.
Is there a rapper called Neo?
Oh, yeah.
I would rather go with a rapper who lives, Nazi who lives within the Matrix and may or may not be the chosen one.
He can dodge bullets.
Yeah.
Like Neo from the Matrix?
Yes. All right. A little late to the
party. We're enhancing.
I think it's the wrong word you're just saying. I think you're enhancing.
How hot is the Filipino ladyboy, by the way?
Oh, she's hot.
She's definitely mistakeable for a chick.
You just can't lift up the dress.
You can lift up the dress. You're still
full. Not the front.
Slamming tits.
No, she's a tucker.
But there's definitely scars, though. You can see the scars.
No
but
scars.
They're big.
We're sending mixed messages here.
No. It's untraceable. You wouldn't even know.
I'd probably have to go for the ladyboy, to be honest.
Nice. That's a good choice.
Correct answer, I guess.
They don't know. They don't have politics, and you can always flip them over.
Yeah.
It's all good from
behind.
They're
on the fence anyway.
Yeah.
And you got someone to do the cleaning.
They're dead inside, those people.
Are they?
Who?
Well, hookers.
Hookers?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you didn't mean Filipinos.
Well.
Manny Pacquiao.
No, man. The people.
The famous
in the
Filipino hooker.
I think that's really the only Filipino anyone can name is Manny Pacquiao, right? Is it?
Like celebrity?
Anybody? You could even say your friend.
My friend Alan?
You don't know no one named Alan.
I went camping with him last week.
Nay.
I don't know.
There's no Philly. He's not Filipino. There's an Alan.
Yeah. Right. He is like thrice removed.
Yeah.
His great great grandpappy might have been Filipino.
Well, he's brown skinned and can't hold his booze. Seems to fit the criteria.
Sure wasn't Lou?
Also, do you guys drink warm beer out there? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like sort of ale.
Okay, I just want to know. Out of all the beers you have out there, what's like the go to for like the normal British male your age?
Most people drink lager, which will probably be Stella.
Stella,
or
that's
what? Yeah,
that's nice
or Foster's, or
like other
people drink ale.
No,
and
Newcastle.
There's just so many of those; it's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, you get shitloads of different ales from all over the place, but Cornish ales are quite nice. But then you get other people that like me that just drink anything.
We probably just drink light domestic beer over here.
Yeah, we drink a lot of piss water, basically.
I like to get drunk, more or less.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, at home, I'll either drink Foster's or some kind of ale. But I'll have my Foster's out of the fridge, whereas River Zambezi, he likes his Foster's warm.
That's sick fuck.
Warm beer is... Oh, I'm sorry, Norman, what'd you say?
I say it's like drinking piss.
Yeah.
Warm beer is not my friend, man. I don't really like warm beer too much.
If you're going to drink piss, at least make it warm piss. Not straight out of the
dick. I definitely can't drink like a Pilsner warm. I can drink...
It's interesting that you would drink your piss out of a dick.
Is that what you said?
I would have gone for a different kind of...
I said if you were drinking piss, at least make it cold, not like straight out of the dick hot.
Straight from the tap.
Right.
That was so awful. I didn't even
straight because that you know.
Ew, drinking piss right out the dick, right out
the tap. That's where it would be hottest.
I wouldn't even drink beer out the tap.
I'm telling you, that I'm calling the temperature.
You know what? I'm not wrapping my lips around a keg tap. Why would I wrap my lips around a dick?
I'm not telling you to wrap it around a dick. I'm just
you
saying.
You did.
It's dick temperature. Piss.
That's not the temperature I want. I don't
right
care
when
what
it comes
temperature
out,
that is.
Snow melty.
Would you like your
just
beer
came out.
Dick temperature? No.
He's saying that some do. Some like it hot.
Wait. Some like it like that?
Some. Yeah. He was saying. Oh my God.
Were you gone for the last 15 minutes?
No, his partner,
his podcast co-host
likes it warm, not dick temperature,
room temperature, not dick temperature. There's a difference.
That's 98.6. Might be even hotter, depending on what dick.
Ron Jeremy might have 98.6.
No, Ron Jeremy's probably like 83, but like you like a Brad Pitt, a David Beckham type guy. It's like 104. It's hot dick.
Oh wow.
You guys have your own Hulk over there, British Hulk. Terribly polite? Does he apologize before smashing?
Well, no. But he does, when he says Hulk smash, he does finish it off with darling. He's very, very like, upper middle class Hulk. And when he shreds his trousers and stuff, there is a little bloke that comes and measures him up for Nupo. With a cup of tea and a crumpet.
I always imagined him with like a, you know, monocle, little hat.
I don't think it's a British thing. That's like a rich guy
thing. I picture rich guy from the 20s in like New York.
All right, here's what I know about
a robber baron.
England. They have telephone booths.
Yeah, only England has telephone booths.
I think we have telephone booths too there, bud.
Yeah, but theirs are they haven't changed them for the last.
Are you talking
years.
About Doctor Who? Are you saying police boxes?
Yeah.
From the 60s when that show premiered?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't really have them. They do have phone boxes that are mainly just toilets for tramps.
So much like our regular American.
Well, the
phone phones
booth. Don't work in them. At least I never used to.
Hmm. When was the last time someone actually put a quarter in to use a payphone? Like, I couldn't even think of it.
Well, that's just your rich lifestyle. You don't even know what a quarter looks like anymore.
I don't use change. But that's more technology. Maybe.
Are you talking about one of your tiny silver small dollars?
Peasant money.
Your straw pennies, yes.
I don't even bend down to pick up singles anymore.
I don't pick up a dollar.
I thought those were
last time in prison.
A dollar I might pick up, but like any change, I'm not picking up. Before.
We call those kicking discs.
What are you broke motherfucker? It's like, stop babysitting children and get a job. Like, what do you want me to tell you? We wouldn't have to fucking... Like, a whole dime! I'm opening up my own hotel.
Hot dog!
That was a good day.
The day Lou found a dime.
Jumped up and clicked my heels.
Second only to his wedding day.
Lou stole the chip jar at us at Starbucks. He thought it was a felony over there. It's supposed to be grand larceny. I got like $350 in this. All right, so we're going to move on to news.
Yeah, why don't we jump into the news? Norman, thank you for indulging us right there.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Pack Studios, here is the news.
You know what would help is if I pulled up the news. Yeah.
There was recently a British guy who got drunk and sent Americans over pizza pies, 30 Americans. How much have you had to drink so far?
I've had several cans of lager, a few treble vodkas.
All right.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because this is a trend in what I call the small podcasting game. Us guys, average guys who do it. There's always an inebriant.
Well, yeah. We're always getting away from our significant others and doing this as a hobby. Where all we really want to do is drink on Friday night.
Like, we make no secret of our drinking habits. At Casa Mirth, they make no secret of drinking. At Bold and Belligerent, they make no secret of, you know,
anything, imbibing
anything. So.
Also, offensive line got pretty fucking graphic.
Is that a fact?
Zach went into great detail about how he uses his fleshlight. He tried to go above and beyond, bring it into the shower.
That's the new taboo?
No, there was an extra bit. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, all right. I'm going to have to listen to this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go into the news. Let's do our first news story, which is a follow-up to last week's news story about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Sorry, brother.
We all remember what Hulk Hogan did. He got a little racist and said some things he may regret. Coming to his aid, Brooke Hogan.
Should have been the Macho Man. Brooke Hogan ain't doing nothing.
He's been dead for a while now. And by the way, I just want to add to that, rest in peace, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I can't believe he died today. It's crazy.
I was certain you were going to wear the shirt, your Rowdy shirt.
Oh, no. That's in the laundry.
Because you guys talk about me having, like, three shirts.
I met John Larroquette in his shirt 2 weeks ago.
That would be a huge score if it was 1986.
You know why it was funny? He was wearing the same shirt. Oh. That's how I met.
Look at that great shirt guy.
Nice little anecdote.
That's exactly how it went down.
Nice shirt, John Larroquette. You were on Night Court in 1986.
He's on HBO right now. That's what I said to him. I was like, The Brink is funny.
You were the evil guy in Richie Rich.
Was he?
1994.
How do you still know that?
Wow. Richie Rich memory.
What a fuck.
I just know John Larroquette's career. It's quite dull.
Anyway, let's get back to Hulk Hogan.
He's also in the Demon Knight score for John Larroquette.
It's his best, his finest
hour. Finest role.
All right, so what Brooke Hogan did is she went and posted a poem online called If You Knew My Father, along with a montage picture of Hulk Hogan with black guys.
He was giving them the big boot and leg dropping them on his way to victory.
Right. Coco Beware got his face hammered.
The only black guy painted his house.
Do you think the Hulk's house is red and yellow?
I like to think so.
No, he's black and white. He's NWO now, man.
That was the 90s, my friend.
He went back?
He's red and yellow now. Oh. That NWO gimmick got old after like 200 people joined it.
That's true. And then when the Hispanics had their own, I mean, I'm Hispanic. I didn't want to see that shit.
What? Oh, the LWO?
Yeah.
That was more of a fuck you to the establishment because none of those guys could have got like any push because the NWO guys, every time they got up to a certain point, NWO would come in like 19 deep, beat them down. That'd be the end of it.
All right, we're getting a little deep inside wrestling.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, can we continue?
I did not pull that from that.
Can we continue with the news story?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want to just talk 90s wrestling?
I'm sorry. It was a really interesting story. Get back to it. Yeah. John Larroquette.
No, let's continue discussing.
He got work this week.
90s
good for him.
WCW politics.
I just thought it was a bunch of Hispanic dudes getting together.
Like, no, see, if you remember properly, around the same time, the WWE was facing the corporation.
Yeah. Oh my god! Oh my god! Just replace
it was political.
Just
satire.
Replace wrestling with comic books, and he's just Ant-Man's original. The original Ant-Man, Brian, like. Shut the fuck up.
I know, you get three...
Paul Rudd, you mean.
You get three beers in me, and that's what you get.
All right.
Anyway, so I'd like to read for you an excerpt from her poem.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, If You Knew My Father.
Oh, it should be, if you were a real American, you'd give fucking Hulkster a break.
It starts off with... Dun, 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 dun.
No, it doesn't.
If you knew the dad I knew, you'd know his tender heart. He'd never want to hurt his fans or family from the start. If you knew my father, you would know how hard he fought. Black people, constantly. No, I made the last part of it. And the way it brought a smile to people light, medium, and dark. Medium. That's you, Lou.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Gorgeous, right?
I got a tear brewing.
Brooke Hogan could go to hell. She'd be the last line of that.
She's like Hemingway.
It wasn't exactly Sesame Street quality, was it?
It really... Like Dr. Seuss is spinning in his grave.
She probably dusted that off from 8th grade. Or actually younger than that, I should say, from like 5th grade.
Yeah, when she knew he was racist back then.
Mm. Yeah.
God, damn. Yeah. My favorite is the light, medium, and dark.
No Asians in there.
No, nothing about yellow people, but I mean, he was wearing yellow and red.
Hey, look, baby steps, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he's trying to get back into good graces of the American people.
You know what I want to say right now?
I say give him a pass.
I forgive you, Hulkster. Yeah.
He brought me too many good times.
Yeah.
And he's too funny.
We are at a weird place where you can't just not like somebody.
He is funny.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but...
He's a character jerk from the 80s. Who gives a shit? Yeah. But he's funny.
I remember he had a very short-lived show. I think it was on Sundays. And it was mostly about saying prayers and buying his vitamin packs.
You mean the Hogan Show?
I guess.
Like his reality show?
No. It was it was a WWE thing, like way before that, way before that stupid show he, that action show he had too.
Chocolate Thunder. It was something stupid like that.
Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise. That's what it was. Thunder
where he had the night boat.
Yeah.
The crime solving boat.
I saw, it was like an extra on a Rip DVD I kit. Saw where it was like he's trying to get Mean Gene to say his prayers and eat his vitamins. So basically, it was just this weird, like, shop at home kind of thing where he had a fucking sandwich baggie of random vitamins and he's sitting there with Mean Gene explaining all the benefits of saying your prayers, eating your vitamins.
That's not his fault. That's the person who okayed that show to be on air's fault.
Was he wasn't like, selling these vitamins?
He was. It was like...
What vitamins does he take? What combination, exactly?
Like vitamins or amphetamines?
Seriously. It sounds like he's hawking an AIDS cocktail.
It was just like... It looked like he just poured out the contents of his bathroom drawer.
He was injecting Predator's blood into himself. Yeah.
But he was...
Listen here, brother. You take three of the blues, two of the reds, one of the yellow, and you feel great.
Yeah, I mean, basically that.
I don't believe he took any blue pills. They were all red and yellow.
They decided at one point, like, let's monetize his catchphrase, you know, say prayers, eat your vitamins, and get people to subscribe to Hulk's vitamins.
I'm just glad that wrapped up.
Are you sure this wasn't a fever dream?
No, this is a real
I think
thing.
I remember reading about that show because it got cancelled when Hulk Hogan went up to his little kid and said, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and then he just whispered in his ear, or I will fuck you up.
Then he gave him a leg drop.
Yeah. And then his fucking son became like a Fast and the Furious reject, and he's in fucking jail now.
Because... Yeah, he killed the dude. Let's not forget, Hulk's son killed the dude.
Yeah, it's a Fast and Furious reject. He tried to fucking like do a pinpoint turn at 120 or something like that.
Isn't it sad though when your childhood heroes fall?
I like the Warrior, man.
Well, he fell pretty hard.
He's fucking dead. He's not like he like everyone was like this guy.
He became a crazy conservative radio host, changed his name legally to Warrior, and died of a drug overdose.
That's all awesome.
And he fell very suddenly.
He fucked Santa Claus in a comic book.
That sounds cool.
I'm saying he fucked him.
I hope he fucked the Easter Bunny too. All right.
He fucked all the Guardians. Wow. All right. Let's do another news story. Mm-hmm. So, New York Magazine was attacked by a hacker this week. They were posting, they had a cover that had 35 women who were, you know, accusing Bill Cosby of raping them. But that actually had nothing to do with it. He just didn't like the city. He said New York is a city filled with many stupid people. So he attacked the magazine that bears its name.
Who said this?
This hacker. His name, Threat King.
Sounds like a half-stepper to me.
His hatred of New York City is based on a visit to the city where he went to New York.
As described in The Simpsons.
No, that's literally how it sounds. He said, someone pranked me. Everyone laughed and shit. The first 10 hours of being there, some African-American tried to prank me with a fake handgun.
Walt Whitman couldn't have said it better than that.
You know he didn't say African-American.
According to his quote.
N-bomb.
They definitely cleaned that up.
So yeah, is that a good reason to hack an entire... These hackers, they're like... You hear about like the car that got hacked and all that?
A car got hacked?
Yeah, on the highway.
No.
You know, they're all run by computers and shit. So now somebody found a way to hack a Jeep.
Not my piece of shit.
And it went off. No, not mine.
It is hack free.
Mine doesn't have a computer in it. If it is, it's MS-DOS. Dude,
just the other day, my fucking side mirror fell off on a sudden state.
Did anybody touch it?
No, I saw it on the way here, so I'm going to go by and get it.
A bee landed on it.
Your fucking side mirror fell off?
The fuck, yeah.
That had to be something that you had to absolutely just disregarded for months.
Oh, no, because it was already like...
It was probably wobbling and hanging.
No, when I got it, it was already like duct taped and ghetto rigged.
And you bought it like that?
No, I was given that car.
By who?
My father. Like my old car.
Ryu?
My old car.
After a bonus round.
My old car needed like a new transmission, so I was like, let me just ditch this thing.
Someone put this car into some type of bonus round, and you could have it, bro.
It was a fixer-upper. I didn't fix shit. And just one day,
did you hit a pedestrian?
No, I was laughing my ass off, though.
Your side view mirror fell off your car. You're like, ha, 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 ha.
The guy behind me looked like panicked as fuck, because... Parts are just falling off my car.
It's like this guy's car might straight up crumble.
Yeah. So I was having a
laugh.
Might
run over a body.
Yeah.
He's panicked as fuck because of the arm that was hanging underneath the wheel arch.
I actually, as a teenager, my family told me to get rid of a mattress, and like a moron, I just threw it on top of my hood, and I drove a van, and I just drove down my block, and the thing instantaneously like fell off my car hood. I'm sorry, my car roof, and then and this car was right behind me, and the car drove over it and got islanded on it.
Oh.
And like I was just like, oh, just hit the fucking gas, and I was out of there. I was like, you know how my block was a circle?
Yep.
I just turned right on the circle and went home.
Oh, yeah.
It was like some like S2000, it was like a Honda sports car. It just got islanded on it. You know how people freak when you like fender bend them? Like, yeah. I couldn't even handle the guy's freak out he was about to have for me.
Like, enjoy your mattress.
Why?
I got rid of it.
Mission accomplished, I guess.
I guess. That's one way to do it.
I gave it away.
Wow.
It was a gift.
Was it the first time you ever tried to transport something like outside of the car?
I was holding on to it.
But with one hand.
Yeah, man. With one hand. Hey, look, you live, you learn. All right? I never did that again. Even though it had hilarious results. At least for that guy, it wasn't a box spring.
Wow.
Or a couch.
I don't think I would put a couch on.
Hey, you at 20, I could see it.
Oh, wow. That's ridiculous.
All right. Ready for the next story?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do this one about an ice cream man. New York, our home state.
Sergey
from New York. He was arrested for driving around in an ice cream truck in his underwear while intoxicated while screaming at children. I just wanted you to get that visual.
New York!
No, not the city.
Where dreams are made of.
I don't believe it's the city anyway. I'm not sure.
The first thing that popped in my head was that must have been a fucking massive ice cream truck driving around in it.
It was Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth. But this is Erie County, so this is upstate. This is in the boonies. 24-year-old dude wearing only his underwear, high on something. They didn't do a drug test, but a drug recognition expert decided he was impaired. No shit, drug recognition expert.
Yeah.
I could be one of them. You just walk along. He's fucked. Look at him.
He's fucked.
He's off his tits.
I want to say some of the British words that they go to are so much better than our
so
words.
So much better.
Yeah, like, he's fucked is just like, way better than anything I would have came up with.
My favorite, and maybe you could give me one of these, Norman, is when you call someone a twat.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. We don't say that.
See, we use fuck is like a bridging word. So, it could be a noun, it could be a verb, it could be an adjective.
It's like fucking hell.
Yeah, but it's also a lead-in word. So, like, twat, it has its own sort of punch, but it's much better delivered as you fucking twat.
Mm-hmm. See, that just gets... That's the perfect joining of words.
I feel
that's like peanut butter and chocolate right there.
It doesn't go down very well when the next word along that is mum.
Their words is just so creamy to my ears. I just love it. I just love it.
You know what I like? They have a saying, taking the piss. You ever hear that?
Yeah, taking the piss out of someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I told an American friend a while back that I was really pissed. And they were like, well, what have I done? And it's like, no. We don't use pissed as angry. Pissed is just pissed. Drunk pissed.
I've been pissed both ways equal times. Normally I get pissed when I'm normally I get pissed when I'm pissed.
True.
All right. We got a story.
Oh, we're done with Ice Cream Man.
You guys want to say anything else? That's the whole story. He was just high on drugs, riding around in an ice cream truck in his underwear, screaming obscenities at children.
Did he have any 99s left?
Anyway.
I don't know what that is. Is that ice cream?
I suppose you don't have it. Yeah. So 99 is like a normal cone with the sort of the whippy ice cream on it and then a chocolate flake in it.
Just one flake?
You can have two. I think for that you do have to blow the ice cream man, but you can have two.
It's good. Blow the ice cream.
It's a good thing he's only in his tidy whities and he's calling you a cunt anyway.
Can I give him an extra dollar instead of?
That just seems like a hilarious thing to witness.
How much for an extra flake, sir? Blow me. Like seriously, or like okay, give you some more money and
I'll give you the soft serve.
I don't like this creepy ice cream. Mom.
I want a SpongeBob ice cream. Fuck you. You're getting an Astro Pop.
Tickle my balls, kid. You can have all the SpongeBob you want.
So you guys had the 99s. What was like your go-to ice cream, Brian?
I hate to be more wrestling affiliated, but I like the
ice cream pop.
Yeah,
it was.
The WWF one was good. It had like the two like white cake things on the outside. White cake.
It was like a like a cookie almost.
Yeah.
On the edge with an imprint, a bad imprint.
Yeah.
Of a wrestler.
Of one of the wrestlers. And then on the inside was vanilla ice cream.
And it looked like it had like Hulk Hogan with Down syndrome on the edge.
Yeah.
So all you little American boys could sort of pretend that you had Hulk Hogan in your mouth.
Say your prayers, brother.
Pretend.
You know,
it was only for the white kids, though.
Like, I used to get those all the time, but I was like hoping, I was like, don't get Mankind, don't get Mankind. I don't want to eat the Mankind bar.
Mankind? You were like 16 then.
No, he was around for a while.
You know what the other one was? Ninja Turtles with gumball eyes. With
the gumball eyes?
That's a good one.
But they always look like dosants.
They were fucked up.
Well, it started dripping a little bit. I like the Pikachu one. That was good.
Again, 16.
All right, that one, that's definitely a
I still
one.
Like Pikachu to this day. I'm 32.
You got it like last week.
I just got it. Actually, soft serve is pretty good. Like if I had a go-to that wasn't a pop, it'd be soft serve.
All right.
Whatever.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Ice cream of the 90s.
All right, let's go to our current favorite place in the world.
Florida?
France.
Oh.
Oui.
How is it living in... Oui. You guys are way closer proximity to France.
And you can smell the garlic from here.
They don't like us none too much over there.
Yeah. Even though we saved their asses.
That Nance is wearing a fucking frog football jersey. Let's give him a fucking good kicking.
In France, they have Euro Disney.
Yes. Thank you, Norman.
That's...
Oh, it's you?
That's Lou.
Oh, that was Norman. I'm trying to set the mood. I was like, man, you are close to France. Would you open your window?
There is actually a Frenchman on our show now.
Oh, really?
Is there really?
Yeah, his name's Pierre Croissant de Le Monde.
You're making that up.
No, seriously. He's the reminiscent Frenchman. He tells tales from his very wild and varied life.
Froth that!
And he was an exquisite lover.
Any of you guys watch, was it John Oliver this week, where he showed all the pictures of Gerard Depardieu, and he's like, he can't take a bad picture.
Yeah, I did not see this
week.
It
was hilarious. All the Gerard Depardieu pictures are funny as hell.
I'm going to have to watch
it.
But so, France has Disneyland Paris. And the France... The French.
French Mickey.
They don't like the rest of the world too much, as you know. So they are now currently in trouble for charging way extra to every other nation that visits.
Passport.
Is that right?
That is right. Who do you think they charge the most
to? America?
No.
The Germans?
The hated German.
Yeah. Of course they would.
100%. Well, you know what? You fucking laid down and took it like an Asian hooker. Don't be that mad.
Well, I mean, like...
In two, in one, they put up a good fight.
Hey, look, man, small steps.
In big one, they fought.
And Germany took them over, so there's small little fuck yous now. They can't be big ones.
That's true, and we got the European Union to worry about, who is actually threatening to sue the entire country of France.
Do it. For what?
Euros? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, literally what like, compensation. I meant, like, for what exactly? It's so bad.
All right, so European Union leaders say that they've been charging foreigners as much as double ticket prices to walk along Cinderella Chateau. So it is very illegal. And where did I find that?
I feel in Disney France, Cinderella was the bad guy. It was all about the ugly sisters.
They were beautiful to us.
Not chances are they've been pissing in everybody's drinks as well.
Oh, more than likely.
Like the Chinese.
Pee pee. We pee pee on their coke.
We pee pee on their wine. We've been doing it for years.
I love that the French accent has just evolved into us yelling.
Yeah. They yell a lot. It's a yelling culture.
You know, and this isn't just Disney World. I can attest to this. We were in France for a day, and if they know that you're not from there, they do their best not to even acknowledge you.
They don't walk by and go,
American
dog.
Don't talk to me, swine.
Man, they're pieces of shit.
There's like a couple things in this world that make me smile like this. And the just picturing Frenchmen talking like this makes me so happy.
That's all they do. It's the only thing they do. And recite poetry.
Well, you were there more recently than
any of us ever been.
Motherfuckers.
Have you ever been to France, Norman?
I went to Paris once a while back with the wife.
How do they like Englishmen?
I think secretly they probably spit in our food, but it was all right.
They keep it a little more low key than they do us Americans, because they straight out just don't like us.
So like they get your food and they're like, "God save the queen!" Pwah!
Right, it's almost like you know they look at you going, "English dog pig, I want to fuck your wife and shit in your dinner."
I bet you everything in France tastes like cigarettes. It's like, oh, a baguette. It tastes like an ashtray. What the fuck?
Cigarettes and maternal incest.
And unkempt hair.
And Alain Delon movies.
And berets.
And the sweaters. What was the fucker saying? Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Depardieu.
And that horny skunk.
And that horny skunk.
Our nation's greatest hero.
You know what's funny? Looney Tunes went back and like edited all that racist shit out except for the French
Oh, skunk. You can't have Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah. You can't have Bugs Bunny fucking with the Japanese.
But they're like, you know what? We got them pegged. It's right. It's fucking Pepe Le Pew.
It's all character. Yeah. I mean.
Fucking rapist.
He was.
Yeah, he's like trying to roofie everyone, isn't he?
He's the Bill Cosby of cartoons.
Nah, he never drugged them. He just took them against their will.
It's like, oh, my machete.
I'm sure I saw one where he had some kind of perfumey spray thing and they went a bit funny.
Oh, that's true.
Why don't you smell harder, machete?
Smell my quaalude.
Drink this drink.
Eat the jello pudding.
My penis is for you like the Eiffel Tower. Last year it has had a lot of Frenchmen on it.
Alright, is that it for the Frenchies?
Yeah, alright, let's move on to the next one. As much as I'm enjoying this ambient music,
yeah.
The next skit,
go to the next story, dog. Alright, this one, Connecticut, 81-year-old man. Unfortunately named Wallace Berg. No relation.
Of the Berg clan?
He's not one of mine.
All
right. We talk a lot about guys who fuck various items. Yeah. We've had pool toys. We've had horses.
We've had a lot of horses.
We've had more horses, and we've had other horses.
The big uptick in horses, actually.
Yeah.
It's horse season or something.
Wabbit season. Are they ladders, or are they small horses?
What's that?
It's been mostly regular horses, but recently one of them has been like a show pony. Right?
One of them was a mini horse.
Yeah.
The last time I stood next to a horse, its arse was at my face height, so I don't understand how people are fucking them unless they're laying them on the floor or getting a ladder.
Well, it's not a missionary position that I know of.
What I'm saying is if I stood behind a horse, my face would be like its arse height.
You definitely need like a small ladder.
Yeah. No, you said you were Jesus hung, bro. You're good.
Well, sadly, from doing this show, I know.
I'm talking about horse in your country, and I'm still here.
Yo, man, these rednecks got like buckets and shit. Like,
they stand on an upside down like caulk bucket.
They have Looney Tunes blueprints on how to bang horses.
They got the Acme horse fuck stilts.
Like, I'm gonna do a hang glider off of a cliff into the horse.
Sadly, from doing this show, I know way more about how people fuck horses than I ever wanted to know. All right,
I'm going to strap on some roller skates and a rocket launcher, hit a ramp, and then mash that horse.
Or they get you one good pump before you fall down and get kicked.
You get really in there. It's like,
at that point, you just hold on for dear life and and hope it bucks. All right, but anyway, awful horse fucking. We've never had one of these, I don't think, anyway. We got a shrub fucker.
Poor shrub.
That just does not sound pleasant.
No, this guy was walking around, Wallace here, he was 81, I believe. Yeah, 81 years old. Walking around his yard in the nude, in plain view of anyone in the area, and occasionally humping bushes.
Fucking weird.
That's weird.
Witnesses filmed him, and when the police showed up, he went, sorry, covered himself with a grill cover and ran back into the house.
Why do you have a grill cover?
It was in his yard.
Oh.
He grabbed the closest thing he could.
So people were ratting on him humping his own shrubs?
Yes.
That's fucking.
What kind of shrub was it?
Hopefully not a thorny
it's
one.
It's a perennial.
A hardy perennial.
So the cops asked around, and they showed the video, and now he's in trouble. So
if I was a cop that got called onto the case, like, hey, there's a guy humping his shrubs in his backyard, I'd just be like, yeah, he's good, man. I don't know. We got murderers and shit.
Yeah, that's Wallace. He does that.
Fucking let him just hump shrubs in his backyard. Stop watching him. You fucking, you feel that in the back of your throat, bitch?
I just picture him as like a Monty Python, like Knights Who Say Knee. We will hump a shrubbery. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking more like he's really in love with Guardians of the Galaxy. He's going full Groot with this one.
He's going full Groot.
Yeah. Giving Groot the root.
Yeah, they don't tell you how they make that little Groot at the end.
Oh, that's how Baby Groot came around?
Exactly.
Some old guy fucked a shrub somewhere.
He made it interracial and he grabbed his spade and just dug it in.
Oh,
don't
no.
Say interracial and spade in the same sentence.
No. That and was dug
whole,
it in?
That was the whole joke.
Oh, you got the pun, Pete. You got.
I know, but it made me uncomfortable. Yeah.
I use a racial epitaph about shovels.
I don't want to, but I'll give it a golf clap.
That's all you.
Yeah.
We're going to move on.
Yeah.
Pete would like to disassociate himself with funniness as far as he can.
Yes. When it comes to that joke. Joke in quotes. Mm-hmm. Jose Canseco.
Again? Who's he ratting on now? Lou, you got to be friends with this guy.
He's a train wreck.
Fuck no.
Jose?
Why, because his name is Jose?
No, because he's a fucking rat. Because he's a rat.
Okay. I thought there was a Hispanic link there.
Well, last time we talked about him, he shot his finger off.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
He shot his finger off?
He shot his middle finger off. He was cleaning a gun, and he shot his finger off.
That's why you always got to check if your gun is loaded when you clean it.
Yeah. Now he announced that in solidarity for Caitlyn Jenner, he will spend the next week in makeup and dresses completely in female garb and live the life of a woman.
I'm sure
I thought you were going to say he'd shoot his cock off.
He could only do us that favor. That would be entertaining.
He was cleaning it in a totally different way. He has a really thin dick. He was about 9 millimeters thick.
He was scrubbing it in the way that the queen cleans her ass with a corgi.
You know what? This guy, he's not doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
Well, that's what ended up coming out.
Yeah.
He is actually filming a reality web series called Spend a Day with Joe.
Oh, because what I was thinking was...
What about Jose?
He's really looking into the tranny life.
That's what I initially read in, but yeah. It turns out he's filming this web series where the show is going to follow him around while he plays golf, softball, poker, goes bowling as a woman.
Norman, I'm not sure how keen you guys are in baseball across the pond, but that guy will definitely give you a soundbite.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've kind of heard the name. I don't really...
He's our nation, one of our nation's great train wrecks. Just be, you know what? Be glad he hasn't made his way over there. I'm sorry that we've poisoned world society with Kardashians already. So you know what? We'll keep Canseco.
I don't take that as our problem. That's Armenian problems.
All right, I just want to say right now, Mr. Bean, not a fan.
I like Rowan Atkinson.
I like
Atkinson.
Mr. Bean, man.
That guy.
I'm not a massive fan of Mr. Bean.
Thank you.
I grew up on that. He was on PBS.
I remember he was like behind an old person in the stairwell, man. And it was so funny that he like kept trying to go around him. And he was like, you know, jumping off the stairs. Then he got past him. And there was another old person.
All right, I got a British question now. Mm-hmm. Of like all the old British comedians, who's your go-to of like the old school?
Monty Python.
Yeah, Monty Python.
Benny Hill.
Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
Dudley Moore, that's a good one.
He wasn't like a comedian, was he? He's just a drunk.
Comedic actor.
Have you ever heard Derek and Clive?
I have not heard Derek and Clive.
Mm-hmm. Listen to some Derek and Clive.
Whenabouts were they? Like
the 70s.
All right, I'm going to give that a listen.
So basically, it was literally Peter Cook and Dudley Moore, and they would get absolutely shit-faced, fucked up on coke, and then just sit with two microphones and talk.
So it's not far off from what we're doing right now.
What fucking egomaniacs? They just put fucking... drugs in front of them, and then they just talked in front of the mic like anyone want to hear them.
Yeah, no,
what fucking dicks.
But it's is fucking funny.
It's like
it
the original
hilarious.
Podcast. I want to hear this now. I'm going to check that out for sure.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
He's like, hey, Pete, you got any more of that Coke?
All right. Real quick, how good was that accent?
Five. I will give you points.
That's a friendly five right there, yes, man. I'll take it.
That's a pity five.
I will give you points for not basically doing what everybody else has and just go fucking blimey, Mary Poppins, because I'm a fucking English man.
They do full Dick Van Dyke.
Okay, well, Lou, throw out your fucking accent, you dick.
Oh, I don't know. What should I say?
I don't care what the fuck you say.
Just say, like,
can I have more?
Would you like a cup of tea, Governor?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe more, I can do please. like a Cockney accent. Like, would you like a cup of tea, Governor?
Oh, God.
Pretty bad, huh?
Which four. One?
All right, Pete, you do yours now.
Well, I do. The one I think I can do is like the one I've heard the most is like Doctor Who post show.
All right.
Like, next up on BBC4, we talk to the Doctor and find out what's next in his latest adventure. Say, now, would you like a cup of tea, Governor?
Is that the best one?
That's what I'm bringing out there.
Who had the best one? Who had the worst one?
Can I go again?
Yes.
I have to say, just, I think Pete.
Pete was it's the 100%
best.
100%
Pete. Yeah. Actually, we did our accents for Britain. Can you do our accent?
Yeah.
You try to do like a Western accent?
Probably only as a bitch.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like I like bubblegum and blowjobs and American football.
Oh, I know
her. You got them pigeonholed.
Yeah.
I know her.
That's good.
To be fair, though, if she'd have left it at that fuck video with Ray Jade, I would have been quite a fan of Kim Kardashian. I thought that was quite a good attempt.
Look, if she left it there and then dropped the mic and walked away, nothing but respect. But she decided to keep going.
Yeah, I know. Now I just want it dead.
Good. It's a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
But Kanye first.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
South Park, he's killing that guy.
But I want him to be driving the car that goes off the cliff that she's in the back of.
I don't even care. They stink.
They suck. Mm-hmm. They're the worst.
No, I want him to be cleaning the industrial strength cutting machine that he accidentally falls into.
I want to say that Kanye West is black David Lee Roth. Like, a guy who just fucking pictures himself as the motherfucking man who's just like...
That's actually not a far-off comparison.
Because Diamond Dave, to this day, still thinks it's 1984 and, like, Jump is the number one song.
And he's good.
Awesome, yeah. It's like, hey, was it Dave? We just got rid of Howard Stern. Do you think you'd fill the morning hour?
Boys and boys!
Yeah, sure. I'll do it.
You know where I want them to go? Brazil. Because that's Brazil. Where our next story is. Brazil is full of shit.
Mm-hmm. What are you lying about? Foster's? Is that Australian food beer?
No, they're full of shit. Dookie. It's feces.
Duty? Little duty?
Poo-poo.
Little fecal matter.
Little poop.
Caca. Mm-hmm. I'm running out of poo terms. Doo-doo butter.
I was going to say butt mud.
They, as you know, have the next Olympics coming up.
No, they don't.
Well, they have. Yeah, they do.
Rio has the next Olympics.
Rio de Janeiro? The city in Brazil?
We're talking about Australia. We're talking about Australia, man. My bad.
You're worldly, my friend.
I am worldly. I knew where the next goddamn Olympics was. Look, in my mind, you said Brazil, and I was like, Australia, all right. I got you.
They're totally the same.
That's American schools there.
Yeah. No, I'm very good with geography. I mean, not so much in Europe. It's a fucking mess over there. But other countries, yeah, definitely. I got it.
It's a fucking mess.
I'm not brilliant at geography, but I have seen video footage of an American person.
I'm sorry, you cut off that.
You cut off there. You want to
American person what?
So they had a map, and somebody asked them to point out where France was, and they pointed at Australia.
Jesus Christ. That's a goddamn continent.
I actually saw that. That was hysterical.
I believe it.
I can tell you where all the major countries in Europe, like England and France, Portugal and Spain, but then it's like, after the USSR broke up, there's a lot of weird-ass countries. I have, like, Latvia.
Once you get into the Eastern Bloc, it gets a little dicey.
Jesus Christ. Where's Ukraine? Where's my risk board?
Anything that, if there's a bunch of countries that end with Stan,
Uzbekistan?
Yeah, I don't... Kazakhstan? Don't ask me where those fucking things are.
All right, well, let's go back to Brazil, which, Brian, is in South America.
I know.
And they're having the 2016 Olympics
there. Yes, they are.
100%. And they also have a major problem with shit.
It's a duty?
They have no, like, waste removal system. So the waters there are filled with doo-doo.
Perhaps
water.
They shouldn't have got the Olympics then.
They should not.
It's more like the 20 shit steam Olympics.
Oh, fantastic. I like it.
Did you go to any Olympics in 2012 in England?
No.
No.
Too many fucking people there, man.
I agree. Mm. I wouldn't handle that shit.
I think it's a fairly English trait. I just don't like massive crowds of dickheads. And that's pretty much what was there. I watched a bit on the telly, but yeah, it was fairly a non-event for me.
I remember they tried to make the men's gymnastics interesting because the England team was pretty good and they were hosting it. So like, oh my God, you know, they're doing all right. I'm like, men's gymnastics is just straight boring. God, who cares?
Yeah,
if they'd have had, like, those small pointy swords, that would have helped.
Oh, yeah.
Small pointy swords?
Like fencing?
So they should just put rollerball on. The original rollerball, not that
piece of
shit.
With James Caan?
Chris Kleinman. No, James Caan, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying, like, let's get something really dangerous.
That's what he's saying.
On the perimeter.
Death sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We need death sports.
Like that shit that they made Snake play in Escape from L.A., where he's, like, he's got... You know, 10 seconds to shoot a bucket.
Yeah,
but he's got to go half court to full court.
Yeah,
I can watch that. And then if he doesn't, he gets shot.
Yeah, basically.
Well, how about this? How about this for the Olympics? What's going on is that even during practice, these athletes are now getting so sick from the waters that they are excreting everywhere. Let's say, which is probably not helping the issue.
No. Very, very dehydrated over there.
Can we make the proclamation going forward that if we're going to have a worldwide Olympic Games, have it in a first world country? If you've earned your stripes as a country, if you've, like, you know, you have an infrastructure, you get an Olympics.
Fair enough? Yeah, please. Also, no, religiously crazy countries, too. Like, Qatar getting the World Cup in 2020, I think?
Yeah, no place.
No one wants to fucking run 6 miles in a desert, you know, for every game.
Under threat of suicide bombing.
Yeah, it's like, forget that.
All right, let's move on. Next story. I got to admit, this story, when I read the headline, I thought, oh, this has to be in the American South. Nope, this is in West Yorkshire, the UK. So this is on your side of the pond.
Yeah, looking at you, doctor.
A man called 999, which to you fellows is 911, because a cat ate his bacon.
I mean, it had to be really good bacon, I guess.
He wrote, "My girlfriend has let my cat eat my bacon." That was his complaint.
Do it in a British accent.
Well, the way they wrote it grammatically is, "My girlfriend let the cat eat my bacon." Is that any good?
It wasn't bad.
There's a lot of ers and dot, dot, dots in there. I don't know. Ellipses.
There's a British guy on the show. He's gun shy. He's like, it's like he's Mr.
Oh, it might. The cat ate my bacon. Love. I don't know. What do you want me to go over the top?
That was super.
Maybe it was a euphemism.
Yeah.
She swallowed his cock, is what she said.
They responded, sir.
He's
not
got thick, wrinkly dick. Is that?
They wrote, "Sir, it's not a criminal offense. Let your cat eat your bacon. We don't arrest cats." And they published the call because apparently your 999 number has had a rash of people calling up for nonsense reasons. For example,
there's been people people phone the police if they see one of their favorite people on the telly get killed.
Really?
So yeah, like, we're a country of morons.
See, we always put the accent and associate it with smart. So we're always like, oh, that's a country of genius.
Actually, Norman, I feel that your country is so filled with great actors that they just believe it.
Yeah, you're all Benedict Cumberbatches.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's kind of a trip that every time that, like, there's an interview with a character from a show, it's like 7 times out of 10 an English person.
What I find funniest is whenever we talk to a British person, they're like, ugh, this country. They're like us, like that. Like, mm-hmm. I get ashamed at our country for considering Donald Trump seriously.
No one considers that guy seriously.
Some people are.
Nah, his hair is a house of cards, man. It's just like one bad breeze is all going down.
Nah, that thing is like ceramic.
It's actually a hologram.
It's a living symbiote.
He puts on a skull cap and it's a hologram.
But isn't his hair basically a dead punk's a tawny Phil?
Yes.
If it parts to the right, 6 more weeks of winter. But here was my favorite. Somebody called 999 at 2 in the morning to ask, who is the actor that played Magnum P.I.?
That's Tom Selleck, guys. Stop it. Yeah. That's an easy one.
It must have been before the days of IMDb.
Or they...
Which was actually invented in England.
Really? Really?
Just down the road from where I live, yeah.
IMDb? Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the bloke who created that was English.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. We got to cut some of these out. We're running long. So, all right. Let's go to a snitch story for Lou.
Woo. My favorite.
A man from Arizona is suspected of entering a home with an accomplice and threatening the residents because they snitched and got his friends arrested.
Did at least they get stitches?
Maybe, because his accomplice was a rattlesnake.
Was it Stone Cold Steve Austin?
He kicked his way through the window.
Was it Serpentor?
He found a rattlesnake in the woods and decided, that's a good weapon.
That's not a bad weapon.
It's a good weapon.
If I run at you and have a duffel bag full of a rattlesnake and I throw it at you as I come at you, that's threatening.
But Jake the Snake here only had a rattlesnake. But
how do you utilize a snake in combat?
He just kind of held it at him, like, shook it, let the rattler do its thing. I don't know. Here's the part of the story I like the most. This isn't his first offense. He has also been in trouble for attacking people with bees.
Bee news.
Buzz.
Bee news.
You mean like holding on to them like really tight and just pointing them at people or like, like jars tiny, of bees?
Tiny guns.
Riding him like in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No, it's like sort of holding the bee's feet, and it's like, I'm going to jab it in their faces.
It's like attacking somebody with a thumbtack.
Yeah.
I got a handful of bees.
This isn't working out well for me.
Buzz.
No, what he would
fucking huge.
What he would do is threaten people's houses and then throw hornet's nests at their doors.
I like his style.
Okay, that sounds pretty funny.
The hornet.
Right. Oh, wow, this guy's like the fucking... The Beastmaster.
The Beastmaster.
What's next, man?
You know how people in the States here, English speakers, get those bad Asian tattoos? And they would go, it means hope and peace and prosperity.
Yeah.
Danielle.
We found a way to fight back.
Does she have one of those?
Go.
Damn.
It means lick your boom boom down. That's a callback from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But this I saw a photograph of a woman's back, and the tattoo in words said regret in Chinese.
I imagine that most of them do. Yeah.
Very ironic. Is a strong choice.
Yeah.
How funny would it be if that was what she actually wanted?
Huh. It was about an ex-boyfriend.
She's like, I'm going to regret this tattoo, so might as well get in front of it. All right, here we go. Things are happening. So we found a way to combat these tattoos, and that's by putting t-shirts with gross slogans out into Asia, like counterfeit shirts. So these are small children wearing these shirts, and I would just like to read you some of my favorites. Keep in mind, these are kids maybe 6 to 8 years old, no older. Too drunk to fuck.
Been there.
That's a good one. Whiskey dick.
I'm a whore. Right there.
That's very appropriate in the Asias, right?
Who the fuck is Jesus?
Me so horny.
Again, very appropriate for Asia. They pray to who?
Me love you long time.
This one's disturbing. It's a 6-year-old girl wearing a shirt that says Chico Line Jailbait.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. It's just
jailbait is the takeaway.
Yeah, that's the only word I really know.
Here's a great one. It's a couple with the arrows pointing to each other's shirts. Both shirts pointing at each other say, he loves the cock. This one,
dick.
Crap your hands.
Like a monkey.
Crap your hands.
Like a monkey.
And wait. The most disturbing of them all, young child walking down the street with a shirt, touch me now.
Five Dara.
Five.
All right.
All right, so we're just going to play our ads. We'll come back with some balderdash.
Cool. Yeah.
Cool.
Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Norman Trousers. He, on the other hand, is Rufus Ambezi.
Hello.
We host the Castlemouth Podcast, a ramshackle little comedy show found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all your favourite podcast directories.
And www.castlemouth.com.
Yeah, and there too. We're interrupting what you were listening to.
With permission.
Yeah, we're not that clever. To invite you to...
When you finished.
Come and take a listen to our show.
If you like laughing.
Yeah, if you like a laugh, come laugh with us.
Should we warn them?
We should probably say something. Some of our content...
None of which is suitable for children.
...may offend.
Would you suck a stunt cock?
This is lots of dicks in this program. If I was on my own, that Japanese fucking milky tit sex doll, I would probably buy one. I'm going to stick my finger on my bum. You know, bollocks of that. Just go on the internet and actually get that bird to fucking...
Put a finger up.
Twang yourself off. Well, yeah.
This is Angel Barrow White.
Maybe I'm a bit prudish, right? Maybe I felt a bit guilty when the cat walks in on me having a wank. I don't know. In my fucking day, we had to work 27 hours a day.
That's before we got up. Do you like my leather?
I thought you were just sweaty.
No. If you had 9 knobs... I guarantee you wouldn't be sat here doing this show.
And it was a bit of a weird experience to basically be sat there having a fucking picnic while she's naked in a bath. I'd buy him a picture of Kylie Minogue's cock.
What? Really?
She had a cunt like a Wookiee's armpit.
You forgot to turn the beat machine.
What a cunt.
So, as long as that kind of language doesn't offend you, we'd love to welcome you into the fold.
Yes, we would. So join us on the Castle Earth podcast. Thanks for listening.
Will you unlock this cage now?
Shut up.
And we're back.
Love it. Definitely a great nice. Show.
I'm actually really excited to start listening to this show.
You should. I will give you this endorsement. This is the greatest endorsement I could give. I listen to podcasts at work, and yours is one that I listen to, and everyone looks at me weird because I'm laughing to myself the entire time. So
excellent.
Definitely check Casa Mirth out.
I don't know how far back you've listened, but that soundbite at the end where he said she had a cunt like a Wookiee's armpit, there's two episodes. The earlier episodes weren't particularly that hot, to be honest. We were finding our feet, but there was a piece in there called From Within the Actor's Head. And it was basically, true story, I found a DVD from a parallel universe, and they're interviews with film stars, but in a parallel universe. So they're very similar to our film stars.
I actually, that quote that you just said, the Wookiee's armpit, man, actually was like laughing out loud when I heard on the ad for it. That actually what makes me want to listen to the show a lot.
No, they do great, you guys do great, like, your movie reviews and stuff of the, it's... Really,
oh, yeah, film club, yeah.
It's really clever stuff. I love it. So,
all right, you ready for some Balderdash?
Why don't we jump in? We're going to play some Balderdash.
Yeah.
Hit that retard party.
Time to put your kids in the past, in your past, now. We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash, now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past, yeah.
We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
I think Brian saluted last on purpose that time because he wanted to take a sip anyway.
I wanted to do it right when it happened, like when it first went, dude, you guys jumped it.
You know what? The new rule is, until you hear the flute, you can't salute.
Oh,
I was saluting, but not with my hands. I'm just really excited to be here.
And I also want to mention, we just got our Balderdash submission from Dr. Norman over here.
I can't wait to see that one.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'm excited to hear all these. These are going to be great.
That was also beset with technical problems earlier.
All right, Norman, do you you familiar with the game? You know how it works?
I'm very familiar with the game.
Nice. So we're going to jump right in. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with Brian.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to go counterclockwise today.
All right.
So Lou's then second. Lou's going to go, and then Norman, you're up after Lou.
Okay.
So we're going to start off with our defining word. Mm-hmm. What is the definition of itchy boo?
Itchy boo is a Japanese word for ass fleas.
Ass fleas.
Yeah, itchy boo. Boo clearly is Japanese for
your butt.
For your butt. And itchy is an American word for scratching. You know,
I get the etymology of it.
All right. They're basically, you know, I mean.
But what's holding me up is ass fleas.
Itchy.
You could go swamp ass. Butt. You could go hemorrhoids.
Look, man.
But he goes ass fleas.
Ever since the power plant that broke down out down there.
Okay. Brian again with the history.
No, it wasn't there.
From like a couple years back.
Yeah, a couple years.
The earthquake.
Everything got real big over there.
Yeah.
And they've grown up from just like regular fleas to human fleas. Like not scabies big, but the ass fleas. Itchy boo.
Disgusting.
But well, I mean, it's a disgusting word.
It's a disgusting thing to visualize. That's all I'm saying.
Itchy boo.
Itchy boo. Mm-hmm. Lou, itchy boo to you.
All right. He's on the right track, but he skewed a little in the wrong direction. So itchy boo is what they call the ghosts that they use. Like the ring ghost. It's an itchy boo.
Look out, it's an itchy boo.
Boo. Yeah.
It's a more traditional ghost. When Spider walks down the staircase, it's like, boo.
Yeah, that's an Ichibu.
Oh, no, it's an Ichibu. Yeah.
You dishonor me, Ichibu. That's an Ichibu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Norman? Ichibu.
You know, like when they're swearing in films, and sometimes if they play the films earlier, that they kind of overdub the swearing?
Yes.
Well, you remember the scene in Police Academy where that bloke says to Hooks, you dumb fat jigaboo.
Oh yeah,
so itchy boo was the word that they actually dubbed it because of all like the racial tension and stuff like that. So it actually came, and they always use a different voice, don't they? So it's like, you dumb fat itchy boo.
It's a very deep cut.
That
I like
was
it.
A deep cut. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Wow.
God. Now I'm wary of always jumping to the guest side, but that was really good.
I like that it was a deep, deep cut.
Get off his dick.
I never wanted to seem like I'm, you know, like, but that was good.
Just give him the point.
I got to give him the point. That was good.
I didn't know if it would go short or go long. If it had gone short, it would have just been Chinese thrash.
Chinese thrash?
Look, I'm glad we're all in agreement, though. Yeah. Actually, except for Norman. But it's definitely an Asian word.
Yeah. In reality, an ichibu is an Asian word.
I fucking knew it. Point.
Wait.
You all said it.
What is it, though?
A coin. And a Japanese coin.
Ass fleas. Boom.
Coins, fleas.
Stretch.
Same shit.
Lou, you're up.
Yeah.
Margaret Fox. Who is Margaret Fox?
Margaret Fox.
Can I jump in?
Brian's girlfriend is drunk downstairs. Can I jump in? She's screaming. Drunk.
Yeah,
that's the woman of my dreams.
Margaret Fox.
Margaret Fox. Not, you know what? It's not a coincidence her last name is Fox.
It's Megan Fox's sister. She's not quite Megan.
Yeah, she got small waist and bigger titties. No big deal. The woman of my dreams.
Wow.
Fair enough.
All right. Luke? You know what? I'm going to also say the woman of his dreams, only it's a cross between Megan Fox and Margaret Thatcher.
So she's British a tough... Megan Fox.
Yeah. Older.
And she's
tough. I think it's a
she means
word.
Megan Fox but with a cute ass accent.
No, like she's tough as nails.
Very conservative.
Very...
Fuck yeah, she's tough
as she's built like a fridge.
You have no idea what Margaret Thatcher looked like.
A tough bitch, right? I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, so you two are on the same page here.
Jim girl.
Alright. Norman, Margaret Fox.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're wrong. Margaret Fox is actually a lady from Denver who holds the world record still after about 25 years of the number of walnuts cracked with your vagina.
Yeah. Someone's been doing their Kegels.
Jesus. Big time.
And then when you like you take her panties off, it's like, rah! That's the noise you get. Very intimidating.
It screams like a pterodactyl.
She wears a t-shirt when she goes bowling that says, when you go down, you won't come up.
Wow. Yo, I just Googled it. Margaret Thatcher's an ugly bitch.
He wanted to make more. He wanted to make more of that. Is like his joke made more sense.
Yeah, like he went off the cuff there. He could have gone Margaret Cho or somebody that we know what she looks like. That would like ew, but no, he had to like.
You can't spell ew without Margaret Cho.
Wow, he's right about that.
I don't even know if that's correct, but I feel that's correct.
It's probably not. There's no W in Cho.
Cho. CWO.
All right. CHWO. I was with him until the end.
I lost him. Yeah. I lost him somewhere there.
All right.
Norman gets another point for creativity because you guys were a little too on the nose with each other.
Mm. I
feel Lou hurt your argument, Brian. Yeah.
Lou's bad joke hurt my joke?
He hurt your joke. Your joke was not that nice to begin with.
Shut up, jokeless.
In reality, a 19th century prankster who used her big toe to fool people for 40 years into thinking she could communicate with the dead.
No, she crushed walnuts with her pussy.
I like that better. All right.
Norman. Yeah, but like, did she sell them? Like, did she have some stinky walnuts?
I think she gave them to the homeless.
They can't. Beggars can't be choosers.
Even they turned them down.
No, they were like,
Right. All right, Norman, you get the tough one now. You get the initial question. What do the letters WRC stand for?
No, so basically, this is a secret society within the British monarchy, and WRC stands for the Windsor Royal Cunts.
It's like the lesser-known branch of the royal family, or
yeah. It's like sort of the moss head of the royal family, and they go around fucking up peasants.
Yeah, we call those the bushes. Politics. Brian, to you, WRC.
WRC is White Riot Rocks.
C. WRC. I don't know how you got that confused with X.
I just love White Riot. I think it's quite right, to be honest with you.
Quiet Riot? You didn't even get the band right.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Said Rio, not Brazil.
You're on fire. Sorry.
What was it? Last word, C?
WRC. White Riot.
Kick him while he's down, why don't you?
It's funny. White Riot.
Hot Riot. Go on, Lou. I'm just done right now.
Oh, man. I'm going to say it's wimpy Russian cocks.
Ooh.
Yeah. Strong men.
Weak dicks.
Yeah. Levi's too tight.
Strong like bull. Weak like chicken.
It's
we called it vodka dick.
Oh, I just want to say I like the White Riot a little better.
Oh, I'm giving him the point. He gets the point.
White Riot rocks.
Brian gets the point at a sheer, much like Lauren stumbled into lasagna, like what was it, French ravioli?
French ravioli, yeah.
Last week, I'm giving Brian the point for White Riot rocks for WRC.
I was just
where he got the band wrong, and
I got everything wrong. But the thing was, I just wish the letters were different so much. I was just like, oh, White Rocks!
I think you were channeling Andy on that one.
In real life, it's the Werewolf Research Center.
Hopefully they're not very funded.
I will say, all good answers there, Ralph. Mm-hmm. That was fun. Brian, I believe we're up to you.
What is it?
Movie title.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
We need the plot. A For Better and For Worse.
For Better For Worse is a movie about a guy who got married and... 2 months after the fact, he realized he made a gigantic mistake and he killed her, right? But his mind believed that she was still alive after he killed her, and he, you know, she, her, he was trying to hide her corpse all over his room, And she was like talking about, yeah, they'll find me in here. What are you, stupid? Well, there's bloodstains everywhere. You're going to get caught. And he was just like, he's kind of freaking out a little bit. And he was like acting all tense at work and stuff.
So one part telltale heart, one part like very bad things.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would watch it. Lou? For better and for worse.
Ooh, for better and for worse. I don't know. Jesus Christ, man. I don't even know if I have anything.
Really. Did it? Yeah.
The celebratory fist pump. He got to throw a dead air.
Did it?
Did it? Oh, wow.
Lauren's doing that on Bold and Belligerent now. Dude, I feel that, like it's gone viral.
Dude, that actually kind of caught on to a certain extent. So like, kind of like, I don't know. It's just, it's kind of cool.
It's the catchphrase of the show.
Did it? All right.
Norman, feel free to use that. Mm-hmm. If River ain't coming up with anything, dead air.
I'm going to say...
We edit the fuck out of our show.
I don't know. It's Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker get back together. And they get married. And it is a wild ride of shenanigans and...
Kung Fu?
Yeah. 100% kung fu.
And like when they're fighting, they get into a lot of gay positions and they're just like, oh, no gay, no gay.
It's like the I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry of kung fu movies. Yeah.
Only funny.
Well.
And they do a whole fight scene to This Is Ladies Night.
Anything's funnier than that fucking movie.
Yeah.
All right, Norman.
For better and for worse.
It's a classic slasher film. So it starts off with this young kid, probably 10, 11 years old. He's a bit fucking weird. And he likes killing squirrels and dressing them up in wedding dresses and little suits and pretending to marry the dead corpses of the squirrels. And as he grows up and then turns into Jake Gyllenhaal, he then starts killing people and then, yeah, posing them in wedding shit.
I'm picturing this directed by Tim Burton.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, you want Helen Bonham Carter in it?
No, it's got a little Frankenweenie, a little Corpse Bride.
If that was a real movie, though, like, for sure, would have been nominated for an Oscar
for Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, for design of the costumes, for the little squirrel, like...
Yeah, they were all really kind of embroidered in there, right?
You know, those people don't get their praise enough. But they make those costumes.
What do you mean, those people?
Yeah.
Nerd. The people who make squirrel tuxedos and brides outfits. Wedding dresses.
In reality, a friend plays a practical joke on a couple. He invites the Pope to their wedding, and the Pope shows up.
It's a de Pope!
Whoa!
For that one.
He's a Papa.
Is that where he bungee jumps in? Like a Pope on a rope.
I would hope that's the grand finale of the movie.
Yeah. Comes in Mission Impossible style.
He crocodile miles and he's like, here's the Pope!
Well, this new Pope, you know, he can do anything.
Oh, yeah, he's Wonder Pope. Right.
Which pope is it? We still got the Nazi pope?
No. Argentinian pope? We're on Good Guy Pope.
Yeah.
Argentina pope?
Yeah.
That just sounds like where the Nazis went after World War II.
He's all right.
Look, but the one pope was a Nazi. This pope is like, case, do your thing.
Yeah. Was it Pope John Ratzenberger? Where
is him? Yeah, it was something like, wasn't it something like that?
Yeah.
Pope Cliff.
Cliff.
Pope Bill.
No, like Cliff Clavin.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm actually going to give Lou the point because I found that.
You know, the visual.
The visual part of the kung fu leading into the, like.
Chris Tucker's definitely in the dress.
No, like, Jackie Chan sells it better. He's got to be in the dress.
No, because black guys love being in drag. If they're comedians,
that's. No, they like being different.
Black
characters.
Comedians in drag? That's a thing.
That is a thing. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. It's not in drag.
Mark Lawrence.
He's just every character.
Every single
in the
Wayans
movie.
Brother.
Wayans Brothers.
But there's all the characters in the movie. It's not like a
those dudes.
Canadian or English thing where like they just like dressing up like chicks.
Canadian. Kids in the Hall. They dress up as chicks all the time.
Yeah,
Key
that's
and
what I'm saying.
Peele.
That is true. You got a point.
Key or, and Peele.
There's every character in the fucking show.
I'm just saying. I don't see Jackie.
Look,
being
what Brian's saying is, how dare you attack white chicks like that?
Right. It was a fucking good movie, man.
Right.
What's your problem?
Good.
Great.
I
my bad.
Even
I'm
attacking
sorry,
white chicks. This is white chicks with an Asian dude attached.
It's a funny answer. That's all that matters. All
right.
We're moving
What's
on.
Next?
He's all like, right. How did squirrel outfits not win?
I'm saying squirrel outfits gets the vote.
Squirrel outfits were.
You
great.
Want me to change the point?
No, the point's the point.
Do I get outvoted?
No. All right, it's fine.
I just go with what made me chuckle.
Yeah.
All right, so Norman, we're up to you. This is a law question. In Cleveland, Ohio, it is unlawful to ride what?
A midget without a cowboy hat on.
The cowboy hat makes it.
Visually, it's so good. Like,
tee-hee.
Where's your hat? We can't go over the rainbow if you don't have a hat.
Get your spurs digging into a little son of a bitch.
Ouchies. Oh, mush. You'll never get the gold if you keep kicking me like that.
Oh, man.
Brian, in Cleveland, Ohio, unlawful to ride what?
A sheep without a saddle. Look, there's just certain laws you don't break in Ohio.
Well, it's dangerous.
Yeah, some people think you just grab onto their wool.
No, you get wool thigh.
Yeah. No, that's not cool.
You're rug burn.
You're rug burn.
Well, in Wales, they have special gloves that are like made out of Velcro. That kind of helps you hold on to the sheep.
I love that concept. Sheep goes a little too fast. You still got a grip.
You fish are
and you also you also have wellies, welly boots that are too big for your feet, so then you put their back legs in them.
I'm enjoying this visual.
Yeah.
Lou, draw that.
Yeah, seriously.
Lou, in Cleveland, Ohio, it is unlawful to ride what?
Drew Carey.
He is from Cleveland.
You have to carry him. You have to carry him.
He rides you.
Cleveland rocks.
He's the king of Cleveland.
Exactly. He's the biggest celebrity out there. Don't dare try to jump on his back.
He's their celebrity.
Without him, they're just going to collapse.
I can imagine there being a Yiddish impersonator of him called Drew Carey.
Why does it have to rock so hard?
Are you sure the price is right?
Why don't you turn Cleveland down a little bit?
I could get it cheaper. That's all I'm saying.
Why don't you turn Cleveland down a little bit? It's a little loud.
Oh, good shit.
I'm sorry. I can't get past midget and cowboy hat.
That's a good one.
That's a great answer. Card number two. Mm-hmm. We're halfway through this. I believe, Brian, we're up to you.
Yeah.
What is the definition of the word tit up?
Tit up? Man, that's just a good saying, man. It's just like you say to your boys, we're going out to the bar tonight. We're looking for bitches. Yo, tit up, my friend. Let's get these bitches.
Yeah.
It's a boob man's talk.
Yeah, yo. Ass down, tit up. It's how we get some big titties.
Ass down, tit up? Yeah, all right. That works out. I like it.
Tit up.
Lou, tit up.
All right. Tit up. It's a NASA thing. When you're in zero G, your tits just go flopping all over the place. They go tit up. You need your tit training.
Flex your pecs, Lou.
He's got a bad case of tit up.
It's unusual. You're used to.
You'll never make it to the moon, Figueroa.
You're used to. You're used to tits going down on Earth. But once you're in space, they're all over the place.
Yeah, it's the opposite sag. Yeah. It's the drag
like,
from
the drag.
The drag that's from why the gravity.
People in space, think, nobody could hear you motorboat. Yeah.
People think it's misogyny. That's the reason that most astronauts are male. No, it's because tits get into women's faces.
But no.
We're reason in for why, a landing. I can't.
Put misogyny to the side. The reason most astronauts are male is because like if you're an astronaut and you're just like, you look to your left and there's a chick there and you're like, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna die.
Alright, let there. Me just say, you can't say put misogyny aside and then say some shit like
this
that.
This isn't Barbie's dream house, babe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This has got a lot of moving parts in it.
Whoa.
Wow. Alright, Norman. Give us a palate cleanser for that one.
Well, you're in the kind of the right area on the anatomical map, right? But you're familiar with the fact that the bra was invented by a bloke called Otto von Titzlinger. I'm not joking.
Is that a real thing?
That might not be exactly his name, but it's very close to that.
I want that to be true more than anything I've ever wanted in my life.
Yeah, no, seriously.
It's not spelled the same, but it's pronounced the same.
Sounds yeah. like a cowboy.
So basically, he invented the bra, right? But in the 30s, there was another geezer, and he invented the first uplift bra, and his name was Klaus von Drippenbibben.
Goddamn German sag titties.
It was like the trademark name for it was the tit up.
It went the other way around. Yeah. It didn't hold from underneath. Overwire, my friends.
Superior race my ass. Klaus von Saggy Titty, whatever was the guy's name. Oh, it was Droopin' Boobin'?
Droopin' Boobin'.
It was Droopin' Boobin'. Love it. Shit. They're going to take over the world, those saggy titties?
Maybe it works better. Maybe they have the...
Never!
The perkiest of perky.
The English and the Americans came over there with full pork tits, and we took it back.
Okay. Yeah, he had a cousin who invented that exercise thing that women put between their thighs. I think his name was something like Jeremiah Slackcunt.
Slack! Jeremiah Slackcunt. He was a bullfrog. Yeah.
He created the Kegel.
I'm Susan Summers.
Oh, man. A lot of good ones there. I don't know what to do on that one.
Lou.
Cool. Lou's, I think we're going Lou's, because Lou started the titty movement of... Tits hit in the face kind of thing.
Oh, that was his? I thought his was about, like, women killing people on fucking NASA.
That's kind of where it went.
Well,
you get a bad case of tit up, and it hits you in the face.
I said tits in zero G, and you were like, these space shuttles are going to dive bomb.
Yeah, you went full on, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tell me if you're in a plane. All right, stop.
All right. I've just got visions in my head now of like a porn and Muppets crossover. Tits in space.
Yeah.
Tell me if you're on
tits
a plane.
Tits in space.
And tell me if you're on a plane, you're reading a magazine, you're like, all right, plane's in flight. And then you hear like a woman go to the announcer. It's like, hey, I'm your pilot, blah, 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 blah. You're not like, oh, man.
You don't just cinch it tighter?
Yeah, it's like, let me just buckle up real quick.
There's only one belt. Fuck.
I'm hearing like Norman's American accent impression. Be like, sound like we're telecrossing the Rocky Mountains.
Jesus Christ.
And like, I wish we could stop at Starbucks, but there's like none close.
Yeah. We're totally experiencing some turbulence, so could the woman in C-36B please hold your tits down?
We don't want you going like all tits up here.
And we're back.
In reality, tit up is excited, lively activity.
Well, yeah. Definitely, that was good.
At the strip club, it's tit up.
Who's up, Brian? Lou? Lou, you're up?
I am, yeah.
Who is Emilio Onra?
Emilio. Wasn't that fucker that came over from Cuba on a door?
Elian Gonzalez? Yeah.
No, it was Emilio.
Emilio Onra?
Emilio.
Your answer? That's what you're going with?
He went to Home Depot, got himself a door raft, and... here he is.
I will say little freedom.
Yeah. Now he sells
hot like
dogs in Miami.
I would like one door raft, please.
I will name it the Queen Anne's Revenge.
Oh, I don't want insurance on my door raft. I don't care if it only costs $25.
He sank the first time because it was a screen door.
You're not getting me on that again.
All right, Norman. Emilio Onra.
Emilio Onra was actually the inventor or the software programmer who invented the alternative to WinZip.
The WinZip.
Emilio. Yeah. You know, you get like RAR files.
I see what you did there. I like that.
Slow build.
RAR file.
We're a little stupid over here.
I'm a little stupid over here.
I hate RAR files. I like zip files.
That's true.
But I like that. Onra. Brian? Emilio Onra.
Emilio Onra is a cousin of Emilio Estevez, who does even worse movies than him. Like,
you mean he actually does movies?
Yeah. Back in the day, he used to do worse movies than Emilio.
Name some movies.
He didn't have a Young Guns.
You got a love Loaded Weapon, though.
Loaded
Weapon 1 was good.
Let's hear some classic
Loaded
Emilios.
Weapon holds up, by the way.
Soap Dish, Along Came Polly,
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks 3, like the, I don't even know.
The Duckening.
The Duckening. The Quackening. The Mallard.
That was the name of my childhood soccer team.
The Duckening?
The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, I always say the Duckening.
The Dinner
That was
club.
My name for it.
It was just like a duck.
The Dinner Club.
He was in that fucking.
That was Emilio Anra's version.
The it was the Brunch Club,
right?
The duckening sounds like sort of some internet hack where they kind of, you know, expose a load of celebrities' private duck face selfies.
Really? To me, it sounds like a M. Night Shyamalan movie where just ducks go batshit at the end.
The twist is the ducks kill everybody. Right. Get out, M. Fucking leave the building.
Please stop making movies.
You're a one-trick pony, you fucking hack.
Right, we get it. There's going to be
a twist. The twist is the duck is dead.
No, wait. The twist is the duck was living and in a village that was living in the 1600s.
And he was killed by water.
Right.
Trees. Trees. That's all I got to say. The duck killed everyone with trees, blowing breeze. People just kill themselves after it. God damn, how does he make a dime? Yeah. It's so fucking stupid. The one movie is all right. The one time you watch
Tell me the one movie, though.
It's the one with Bruce Willis, The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense. The first movie.
The first time you watch it, it is a really good movie.
The out-the-gate movie was strong.
It's before you knew his formula.
Unbreakable was watchable to me.
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Fucking gay.
Unbreakable. It's a miracle. Right?
I like that theme song. Yeah. That's a funny show.
He also
think I might be a bit off base with this, so if I get the name wrong, then I'm just making it up and you can ignore me. But isn't there there's an American sort of chocolate sweet that I give him, because I'd love to give M. Night Shyamalan a ding dong.
Oh, a ding dong, yes. Yeah.
It's a ring ding.
There's ding dong.
There's ding dong, hostess.
There's ring dings and ding dongs.
What's a ding dong?
A ding dong is like the circular.
It's the tubular.
It's like the hockey puck one.
No, that's a ring ding.
That's a ring ding. What's a ring? That's a ding dong.
The long one.
It's a tube.
It's like a yodel, but the fake yodel.
The
other kind of yodel. All right.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was really in depth. Look what you made us do.
Well, maybe that's just the sign.
Talking about our goddamn snack cakes.
We're very passionate about our snack cakes.
Twinkies forever.
Now, that's a very sexual one.
Last forever, though, don't they? Zombieland taught me that.
I think they might.
If I was living in the Eastern Hemisphere during a zombie attack, I would have to get to the Western Hemisphere to get to the Twinkie Factory to live forever, because the Twinkies live forever.
Can you imagine if you put sat-nav in and you actually ended up in like the special effects place with Buck Rogers, and it actually sent you to a Twinkie Factory?
Do you guys have anything like that where it's like, all right, the end of the world is happening, let's go to this factory?
Not really. Go to probably the local gun shop.
Because we have plenty of that over here, but it seems like in all your movies, it's like, all right, let's go to the pub.
Well, Shaun of the Dead. You're just talking about Shaun of the Dead. You're talking about a movie.
All right, so every...
Like the Winchester, right? That's the...
To be honest, if it was going to be the end of the world and it was all looking pretty bleak, then I think most of us would go to the pub.
Oh, did we give a point for Emilio?
I don't think so, no.
No.
All right, remind me what the... You know what? I remember them. I'm going to go... Because it led us on the longest runoff, I'm going to go Brian with his Emilio Estevez brother.
Emilio! Oh, all right, what's up next?
All right, for reals, he was the first human cannonball.
Like the comic book character?
Like the guy who got shot out of a cannon.
That's real?
Yeah.
Did he get shot out of a cannon more than once?
I assume if he earned the title of first human cannonball, he had to do it at least twice.
I thought it was fake. I didn't think that was real. People got
it's circus.
Damn. All right.
So Norman, we're up to you. Sorry, you get saddled with this one again, but you get the initials BBGA.
It's a popular website, BBGA.com. So big black gigantic asses.
I believe Brian holds a subscription to it.
Love it.
That might actually be a real website. I actually have to check the card.
I'm willing to bet it is, 100%.
I'm going to put money on that.
Yeah.
Brian?
It's about our comment section for this podcast. It's Bitches Be Given Attitude because of my NASA comments.
Because was it the NASA that did it?
I said they couldn't.
Stephen Hawking, I thought, would get more.
Why would girls care about that? I said they couldn't drive a spaceship.
I couldn't drive a spaceship.
I said, in general, women can't drive spaceships, not just Pete Berg. Who's absolutely unqualified to do it. Able women can't drive spaceships. Fact.
Able.
Wow.
So what was it?
I'm not going to stop in Mars to ask for directions. Leave me alone.
So what was it? Bitches be given...
Attitude.
Attitude. Lou. BBGA.
obviously the racial tensions are high right now in the U.S.
Oh, Lord.
This is Black Bitches Going AWOL.
Really?
What can I say, man? Like, I don't know.
Black Bitches Going AWOL?
Yeah. I like it.
I love how every one of these answers included the word bitches.
Yeah. I will change it to broads if necessary. Black broads going AWOL. I like it.
So you're the one. All right, Norman, you weren't in the room to see that. But Lou just laughed into his beer hard enough for it to backfire and hit him in the face.
Because usually it's not me saying the terribly racist stuff. It's all over myself.
Oh, that was the best visual ever. Jesus, we got to start periscoping. Wow. Well, I'm going, what do you think? You're out of the running. Do you think it's Brian's or Norman's? Big black gigantic asses.
Yeah.
Or bitches be given attitude.
And I keep... I'm going to go big black asses.
Big black asses. Nice.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere.
Brian, you're up.
Mm-hmm.
We got a movie question. Mm-hmm. What is the plot of the film Bad Taste? I'm going to give you a second to think, because BBGA is the Belgian Begonia Growers Association. Bad Taste.
I don't even know what a begonia is.
A flower.
Hmm. All right, so what's up next?
Where were... Bad Taste.
As a movie, Bad Taste is basically a Wayans Brothers movie where they just make a million white jokes. And eventually someone calls them out and it's like, guys, I know you're black, but this isn't Bad Taste. Like, stop it.
It says on the nose...
We get it. The white guys are stiff. The black guys got huge dicks. It's in Bad Taste, Wayans.
It's a lot of white guys dancing really stiff. Yeah. It's on the nose as their other titles. White Chicks, Little Man, and A Haunted House. Hey, and look, Scary Movie.
You'll never read a Wayans Brothers title and not
know exactly what you're getting into.
Yeah.
That's true. Much. That's right. Very true. Mm-hmm. Lou, Bad Taste.
Bad Taste is porn where... Bitches just have to swallow all sorts of loads, and their expressions are priceless.
Just every porn ever.
It's a guy who eats a lot of onions.
It's like this dude ate asparagus. Way too much curry.
I heard asparagus is the ingredient for smelly jizz.
I thought it was just pee.
Smelly jizz, bro.
Is that anything that comes
anything
out
anything that
bit?
Comes out the hot dick, Cole.
We're back on the
it's
hot
dick. Rougher with asparagus, 100%. Okay.
All right,
yeah.
All right.
So yeah, that's
Norman.
Norman.
It's not a Bad very taste. Sexy movie, but...
I'll tell you what, it's a good job I've got a backup, because I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, it was a German porno where they did golden showers and ate nothing but asparagus. Fuck you.
I like
that. I'll take an answer. That's a good like answer
that.
Right there.
You know what? It warms my heart that you two are on the same page like that.
But no, Bad Taste is basically, it's a comedy film, and the alternative title is Funeral Crashers.
Funeral Crashers, holy
it's
shit.
Like Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
I like it. That's a good one too.
Owen Wilson and what's his name are back.
Will Ferrell, man, remember?
Yeah, that the
that
end
was
of...
literally the end of that movie. It was wedding.
Oh, but, I mean, his partner was Vince
it's
Vaughn.
The, it's the
right?
spinoff though, where he starts crashing.
Ah, right.
What would be a song? Remember when they were like, "It's a little bit louder now," and they were like throwing all the girls in the
shout,
bed.
Yeah,
it's just like
Amazing Grace.
It's like bitches just titties flapping on the bed, like boom.
Tears streaming down
the reason why it's really bad taste though is because they always pull a hot mourner and fuck her on the top of the coffin.
Oh, shit.
In the arms of an angel.
Yeah. Well, in the arms of your nan.
Well, she's bent over an open casket.
I want to literally ask you guys if I'm a monster or not, because I was at a funeral a long time ago, like I want to say probably like 2001, 2002. And they
monster.
Were playing. And. No, but here's why I'm a monster, man.
Disgusting.
There was
everyone shared a room with a dead guy.
You sick fuck.
It was an old lady. And anyway, the everyone's crying, and like I'm a fringe person there, and I'm sitting there, and like everyone's crying. They're playing "In the Arms of an Angel," and I'm sitting there just like, ba 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 da, hey da 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 da. Like, am I a bad person for that?
I was at a funeral this week. I did the same thing. Let me dole out a point here. I'm just going to go with Lou because Lou hit that and then Norman was like right there with him. So I got to go with that because he got there.
Thank you for that explanation of God knows what.
I just, look.
Lou was there. He hit it.
There's good.
Norman was there with him right there, but Lou hit it. Like, look, what?
I said something.
I was right behind him.
Norman was legit right behind Lou when he hit it.
Look.
They hit it. Things were hit.
It made sense when it was coming out of my mouth. In retrospect, not so much.
Just give Lou the point. Don't give me some weird ass reason why you didn't give us, me and Norman, the point.
The correct answer for that was bad taste is authorities discovered that an entire population... Authorities discovered that the entire population of an island has been eaten by aliens.
Peter Jackson film.
Sounds like it.
That is, it's one of his first films.
Early Jackson.
It's fucking disgusting.
Meet the Feebles Jackson.
Yeah. I saw it when I was about 21, and I tried to watch it again about 10 years later, and I couldn't watch it because it just made me feel a bit queasy.
I saw that movie when I was like 12 because it had puppets, and it did a number.
That was a draw for you, huh?
Or Meet the Feebles.
Yeah.
Well, Meet the Deedles.
Meet the Feebles. Meet the Feebles. That's a brilliant film.
Have you seen that movie, Brian?
Meet the Deedles?
Meet the Feebles.
No, I've seen Meet the Deedles.
That's a way different film.
Stupid as fuck. Terrible. That's
entirely a different thing.
Very different.
In every possible conceivable way.
It's fucking pretty stupid.
All right. Final question. Mm-hmm. Where were we? Who started that? Lou, I think we're up to you. Mm-hmm. Law question.
Yeah.
In Pacific Grove, California.
Yeah.
It is still a crime to dance. Go.
Oh, jeez. The Macarena. That dance is a piece of shit.
They haven't forgotten.
Holy shit.
You can keep going with that. That was fun.
That's the worst things Hispanics have ever done.
The Macarena?
Yeah.
That's where you draw the Inquisition.
What about the Alamo?
There's the Inquisition, and then the Macarena is right above it.
Pancho Villa was kind of a son of a bitch.
Hey, what about Montezuma's revenge, man?
No.
Well, he was technically Native American.
He's still getting his revenge. It's not done yet.
Spanish, man. The Spanish people fucked that guy.
Well, see what you're doing.
No, the Macarena.
Like, hey, Montezuma, where's all your gold at?
What?
Silver?
Did you enjoy the Macarena? Nobody. Is that why you're arguing it so hard? Like, no, it was kind of
the
cool.
Macarena is cool. The worst thing to spend. What about the fucking gasolina?
Yeah, that was 6 months of annoying.
Yeah, what about
no worse than the Gangnam Style
what
or
about
the Harlem?
Fucking 280-pound bitches and tube tops on ninjas. What about that?
What about the parking lot at my job at work at 8:30 in the morning with their reggaeton?
Yeah,
Gangnam Style was bad. Just as like Hula the Dogs, that was bad. Just like Hispanics came up with Macarena. And it had a dance, and it was just...
Yeah, but that's not the worst thing Spanish people came up with.
Name, what's the worst thing?
Their fucking stupid language. It's just like...
Of all the things.
Of all the things, yeah. It's like, you know what? I'm going to be in a job where I have to talk to people.
They're fucking stupid.
They're fucking stupid language. What?
What are you talking about?
Fellas, let's put a pin in this. We got one more answer to get. All right, so we got the Macarena. That's one answer. Norman, in Pacific Grove, California, it is still a crime to dance
with guilty feet because they've got no rhythm.
It's a fact.
Damn straight.
And Brian, finally to you, Pacific Grove, California, still a crime to dance.
Dirty. Only Patrick could do it.
Dirty dancing.
Dirty dancing.
Yeah. Only the sways.
This way.
The time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
And I never felt it. Really.
Yeah, baby. And you know what? You cannot put baby in the corner. All right.
That was.
I put our baby in the corner the other day, and I just sort of whispered under my breath, "In your face, Patrick Swayze."
Not the Swayze, Norman. The Swayze.
If I had a baby,
oh, I love him. I love him. But you know,
I would consistently be putting it in a corner and mocking it for it.
Honest to God, Roadhouse top five movie all time. Then we kicks.
He rips a man's throat out.
He gets a guy comes from Missouri to New York. He's like, I heard you're the baddest security guard at a bar ever. Come to Missouri and make and clean up my establishment. Great premise.
Yep, pretty much.
I do find myself every now and again muttering, "Oh, my ex is living in Texas."
All my exes. It's not like any. It's actually any movie that ever took place in Texas.
Yeah,
has that. Because I think Unnecessary Roughness has that as well.
I'm going to dole out the point. I like Brian's answer. Mm-hmm. In reality, you don't dance the tango in one's house unless the drapes are drawn.
That is a big metaphor for, like, if the van is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Yeah. Yeah. Who the fuck?
Don't fuck in public.
Did you see about those two people fucking outside the shopping center in America the other day?
No.
We do a lot of those stories.
But in broad daylight, like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Again, we do a lot of those stories.
Pretty American.
It's a very American thing to do. Normally it's a Walmart.
Man, we're fucking people, man. We just kind of bang wherever.
We're very free with our love.
I know.
I blame the 60s.
Yeah.
I blame television.
All right, we got our points.
What are we looking at?
We got a tie for second. Brian and Lou. And Norman with 4, so he pulled ahead with 1 point.
So we had him at 3.
Close match.
All right, good shit, Norman.
Close match. So, Norman, you can expect a tweet this week. You're going to get to decide who goes first next week. I want to start doing that.
I'll go first next week, Norman.
Yeah, we won't bother you. I'm just saying.
Because, no, I had to rephrase it because I was going to say he could do me, but,
I accept bribes.
Well, he could do
Norman,
you.
Norman, you could do me next week.
I've got a hell of a reach, mate, but not that much.
I thought you said you were Jesus dicked.
Oh, sorry, you're on the East Coast, aren't you? Ask me.
9 inches ain't Jesus dicked.
Yeah, they're metric inches, man.
I don't got the conversion rate in my head, man. I have no idea how long that is. It's pretty diesel, though.
It can circumnavigate the globe.
Fully torqued. How big?
You ever see that Rio de Janeiro Jesus? You know, the one in Rio? Not in Brazil. The other one.
This big. He's...
Yeah. You know the saying, a baby holding an apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Hulk Hogan holding a basketball.
I think the basketball is smaller than his arm. I don't think a basketball is bigger than 24 inches.
He's got a small bell end.
It's like more of a ring.
It's streamlined for her pleasure.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, it's basically so that I don't catch her in the eye if I give her a monkey's headbutt.
A monkey's headbutt? Oh my god, you have to explain that.
Yeah.
He's talking about his dick.
Basically, if a girl's sucking your dick and you just pull it out and you just smack her on the forehead with it.
That's a monkey's headbutt?
That's gotta be some type of British, like...
Awesomeness?
Well, because I'm saying in America, if a girl is blowing you and you just whipped your dick out, slapped her on the fucking forehead with it, and you were like, whoop, right back in, there would be words in between that.
Yeah, 100%.
I gotta move to England.
I love the term.
You know what? I don't like nice sandy beaches that much.
All right. Let's call this a night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank, was it Dr. Norman?
Trousers.
Norman,
thank you for being a sport and hanging with us this long. It was great.
Definitely got to come on again, man.
Yeah, no, it's been absolutely awesome. Mm-hmm. It's now 4:05 in the morning, so I'm going to finish my vodka, have a massive piss, and then go to bed.
Holy shit. I like Norman's style. It's like, yeah, I pregame for 5 hours, then I hit the vodka when you guys hit me up.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Casa Mirth Podcast. Check it out wherever podcasts are sold, as Lou would say.
Yeah.
It's a great show. Personal endorsement. Love it. And thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Keep the good work up, fellas. You are ace. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You too,
that.
My friend. You too, my friend.
And
take it easy, buddy.
Mm-hmm. That was Norman, Dr. Norman Trousers.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy. And we're going to wrap it up ourselves here.
Yeah.
All right, man.
So follow us on Twitter. At PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, check us out on iTunes, leave a review, leave a rating, subscribe, damn it. Tell your friends to subscribe.
Paint of Black will be at Comic-Con at Booth 583. Pete, what comic's going to be there?
At New York City Comic-Con this
year? Yes, that Comic-Con.
We're going to have Night of Redemption, mm-hmm. written Lou, by Brian Katz.
Lou, what comic else are we going to have there?
We're going to have... what the fuck is it called?
The one you did.
Hand of God?
Hand of God!
Pete, again, what comics are going to be?
I was unprepared.
My bad for ad-libbing that. Yeah. Pete,
we're going to have all our old classics. Yeah. We're going to have Lessons Learned.
We're going to have the new revamped Hand of God version 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the Seventh Fear.
Yes.
We're going to have Night of Redemption.
Yes.
Check them all out. Mm-hmm. Come visit our table. Say hello. Say you listen to the podcast, and we will hug you.
Danielle will hug you.
Danielle will hug you. It's better than any of us hugging you.
I will not hug you.
Girl will hug you better than the burly men in this room.
Here's the thing. If you come over here and you say, hey, you're a fan of the podcast a lot, you will get our sexy little friend Danielle hug you. But before that, we have to hug you fully torqued.
Fully torqued.
Fully torqued.
Jesus dicked.
Well, I'm not going to brag like that. No one here is Jesus dicked.
So let's close it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Brian and Lou and myself, close the door behind you. I never had shit, had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes to remember me. Send the club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, don't remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick. Don't next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face.
Oh man, this is a little off topic. Wait, do you remember when we talked about like fucking up the sound bites?
Yes.
And it was like, you know what? We're gonna have to slow some of these sound bites down.
Yes.
I just realized I made some of those.
Oh my god, did you really? Here, the creepy slow sound bites.
Listen to.
Well, let's put a little backstory to it. Is one of our podcast friends? What was it? Cocktails and Unicorns.
Yeah.
We were playing. Was that it? What is
centaurs.
It? Centaurs and cocktails? Or cocktails?
Cocktails and centaurs, yeah.
Whatever. Unicorns makes more sense.
Well, that's an edit. It is.
So
they were playing our ad, and it was all messed up, so it was super slowed down.
It was crazy.
So we were laughing about it, so we were saying we should slow down all our sound bites, and now we have...
Next motherfucker makes a move in his game. Pizza in the face!
You sound like a really angry Bill Cosby.
That's what happens
when
they don't drink the Quaalude mocktail.
Why don't you drink this drink? No, Bill, I will not drink this drink. Next motherfucker that moves in here, get a pizza in their face.
Just for the record, that was everything I hoped it would be and more. Is that the only one you got?
Yeah.
Oh, because that was beautiful.
Because I'm like, cats, pizza slow.
What?
Can we hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Please.
Sure.
Next motherfucker makes a move in here's getting pizza in the face.
Kind of sounds like Ursula.
That's... Cats when he's way too high.
Sounds like a big angry pizza giant.
Wow.
Locked himself in there and ate himself to death.
Yeah. It's the Ghostbusters' next enemy, the pizza giant.
When I listen back to this episode, I'm going to rewind that 14, 15 times.
Next motherfucker that makes a move.
Love it.
Sync that up with when I was doing the impression of it.
Yeah,
because I bet you it's close.
Yo, I was actually we were sitting here and talking, and we were talking about that scene from Ghostbusters where they were asked by Gozer, "What do you want to face?" And I was saying, like, if I was asked what I want to face, the first thing that would pop in my head, I'd be like, "Yeah, one of my boys, because I know he's bitch." You know, I'd be like, it'd just be like, "Why is there a giant Lou walking down Broadway?" It's like, "Ah, oh, fuck Lou of anything." But could you imagine that movie if just like, you know, like race stance started walking.
That's funny though, because you know all his weaknesses. So Big Lou's walking at you like, Lou, one more step, $10. He's like, whoa. But then Lou would just start yelling at the cops, get him.
No, how you would kill
him. It was him.
That Hudson water is free. The Hudson River is free. You can drink that all you want, and then you just die from drinking it. Like,